today.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news. Today.
It is Monday, September 8th, 2025. We are entering the 231st day of the new Trump administration. All right, the corporate media is in absolute, total, and complete overdrive with disinformation. Trump clearly has a breath mint he pops into his mouth and starts crunching on if you watch the footage. And they call it some unknown pill, like he's on Valium or something. Trump is absolutely against prescription drugs, everything, you name it. Illegal ones particularly. Then they say he ordered broadcasters not to cover booing. And then you get the emails at Standard U.S. Open, also the NFL, not to focus on disruptors or more come to do it. And but the way the headlines are, officials ordered any booing to be covered up. And they said that a day before, a couple days before, they had this big match. And then a bunch of Democrats went, and I've got a bunch of videos. And you can hear the crowd. It's about 90% cheers. You hear a little, you know the sound. You hear a little bit of booing. But there are Democrat operatives, you know, ex-operatives and others, they're well-known. They're there going, boo, boo, right into the phone, boo. So it's, so you hear like three of them yelling, boo, boo, boo. And when they stop, you hear, so we'll get to that. And there's so much important news. These stories themselves aren't that important. But it shows just the ongoing total and complete gaslighting. Or they'll use something like, oh, on Truth Social, one of his people posts a Apocalypse Now meme saying, I love the smell of napalm in the morning. You know, I love the smell of arresting illegal aliens in Chicago in the morning. Now you know why we renamed the Department of War. And the media goes, that's Trump threatening war. No, he doesn't post most of the stuff on his Truth Social. When he writes something and signs it DJT, that's him. When it's other stuff, memes and things, it's not. So people read into fan-made stuff they repost. They post a lot of our stuff, and people need to stop doing it. You know, like the Q people. Look, they posted a meme with a Q in his hand. Yeah, that's to feed those fans. That's not Trump secretly being Q+. Same thing here. Trump blew up at a reporter saying, how dare you say I want to send the military to wage war on Chicago? You're a terrible person. You're second rate. And the media's like, well, what's this? So that's how they're operating, and it's deception after deception. But that's just a few examples of the deceptions I've got today. But that's nothing compared to all the news. Trump is set to meet with Putin again this week, says they're, quote, going to get it done. He's certainly pushing hard. That is a big deal. You have the Democrats, quote, saying they're going to fight back and that Trump's a dictator. As troops begin arriving in staging in Chicago, we'll get into what's going on behind that. Trump has come out after he was told about it yesterday by a reporter and responded to Ukrainian 23-year-old woman, refugee, Yarina Zarudska, who was brutally executed. And now you have the aftermath. She was killed in August. They suppressed for a few weeks the video of her being executed. They still edited it. And Wikipedia is posted. They're taking down the post about her. She's not important enough. And I posted that on X yesterday. If you're looking for the Wikipedia entry, we can go there and show folks when we come back. So people are mad at this blackout. Trump has responded. And it's just standard procedure. Say whites commit all the crime. Cover up the actual real crime statistics. People are sick of it. So we're going to come right back. We got so much more today. Stay with us and share the live feed right now at Real Alex Jones.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So much news coming in to start the broadcast. You're a radio listener, you can't see it. They have up on screen the image, let's put it back up, of time-lapse driving down the highway. And it kind of feels like 2001 Space Odyssey when he's going through a wormhole to another dimension. That's how it feels with all of this news. I mean, it is crazy. Absolute overload. It is such an acceleration, such a quickening, not just of how much information we have, but how many people there are, all the different events that are happening. It's all coming to a head. So let me tell you what we got here. Trump is set to meet again with Putin this week and, quote, get the deal done. Zelensky has come out and attacked Trump because he's getting the signal the U.S. is about to totally abandon NATO's war. Just wild. Trump pledges to send more troops to crime-ravaged cities after a Ukrainian woman was publicly butchered. Dems pledge to fight back and are mass censoring. Wikipedia has announced they're going to take down the post about her, not allow her to be talked about. She's not important enough. And just absolutely incredible. None of the national corporate media still will cover her. This has been out for 4 or 5 days now. She was killed last month. It's just such a double standard when a white person gets brutally executed by a black or brown person, and then when a white person senselessly kills black people, and it happens, and it's terrible, it's wall-to-wall coverage, and all whites, by extension, are guilty. All blacks are not guilty. It is the corporate media and the Soros DAs that cover up the crime and release the criminals. The guy that killed her had been in jail at least 14 times, many of it for violence and armed robbery. And so I don't care if it's a white psycho or a black psycho, keep them locked up. But the Soros DAs admit, if you're black or brown, you got to get out of jail free card, basically. And then everybody gets ravaged by this. So the crime statistics are clear. At least 15 to 1, some areas 40 to 5 to 1, black on white crime. And everybody knows this, whether you're black or white, it doesn't matter. Everybody knows that it is a minority of young black males that commit upwards of half the violent crime in this country. There are plenty of other Hispanic and white males and some Asians, though that's rare, really rare. The Asians is, Oriental Asians is mainly white collar stuff. So it's just out of control. Our own Jamie White. I said, that's about an 85-90% chance he got killed by racist Hispanic gang or black gang. And it turned out it was both anti-white black guy and anti- white Hispanics. They all bragged about it and talked about it. It's how they got murder one charges. The media's like, Jones is claiming it'll be connected to Jose Garza, the Soros DA. Jones is senselessly, pull the headlines up, Jones blames the Soros DA without any evidence. And it turns out these guys have been in and out of jail and had been released not just by this county but by others. Wasn't hard to make the prediction because I know the statistics. Are there white people out carjacking? Yeah, I mean, you hear about it here and there. Are there Antifa people who are almost all white shooting and killing and murdering? Yes. The demographic of Antifa is one of the most dangerous groups. They're mainly white, meth head, devil worshiper, college professor types. Then there's another group even more deadly on average than a young black male, and that is the trans community. No one statistically has a higher violence rate against their own partners, you name it, suicide rate, mass murder rate, than the trans, male to female. Not attacking all trans people. I don't hate some people, you know, that think they're another sex and are nice and are friendly and aren't targeting kids. Like Blair White's a very nice person. They're like, you're a hypocrite. Look, you have somebody on air. I told you, I don't hate all the trans people. I hate the government, the media, the culture pushing it and making them above the law and men and women sports. I don't hate individual people that are live their own lives and want to live that way. Just don't try to make kids do it. I've always been like that. But the backlash is creating real hate. And, you know, the Trump admin now has, through the DOJ, has officially floated banning trans people from owning guns. Folks, that's the globalist wet dream. Once you start taking guns from one small minority group, everybody else will lose their rights. You can't take rights from groups of people. The vast majority of young black males are not criminals. It just so happens that there is a small minority of them that is hyperactive in crime. And so you got to deal with it. So, absolutely insane. We're going to be getting to that in great detail. Trump has responded. There's a big battle over where the economy is really going. And I've said this from the start. It's neck and neck. Trump's outperforming despite the Federal Reserve not lowering interest rates. And the economy is barely starting to get traction and dig out. In fact, I thought I sent it to you guys, but I didn't see it in my stack. There was a big Financial Times of London article with the headline, only a few states are keeping the United States out of a full recession. And it shows Florida, Texas, and just a few others because of our policies. And it's a big article showing the demographic and the financial numbers and how it is only a few states that are keeping the country afloat. And Trump is going into those states and other states doing everything he can to boost everything. And he's making all the right moves. But if he had the interest rate cut 7 months ago, we would be in a really good position for sure. Instead, yeah, there's the article. A third of U.S. states could already be in recession. Moody's Analytics economic indicator for each state weighed by share of U.S. GDP, the geographical distribution industries. And that's just one of the slides. There's another one, but just we'll go over it later, but thank you. There it is. So, and again, you can look at the states that are doing well. It's the direct pro-America capitalist systems. But the average young person, I'm not saying they're all super disconnected from reality, but the numbers don't lie, really believe capitalism is bad and that communism is the answer. Image of capitalism slips to 54% in big poll, Gallup. Lowest ever. So only 54% of Americans think capitalism is a good thing. And as you get younger and younger, the vast majority, upwards of 80%, want to be socialist or communist. And look at how all these Democrat socialists, that's just a code word for a communist that's not telling you they're a communist, but their policies are communist. They're winning all these mayoral races and you're like, well, wait, they haven't won New York yet. They haven't won Minnesota yet. Minneapolis. Yeah, folks, when you win the Democrat nomination there, you're in. So that's a big problem. Not a jobs recession. Bessent doubles down on tariffs, predicts economic surge, claims Goldman and Moody's are wrong. Well, they're not just wrong. They're trying to crash the economy to stop Trump and then consolidate power. They've moved most of their money into the EU because China's totally falling apart, and they're waiting to swoop back in and buy everything up during a depression. They want to hang around the neck of Trump. Think Herbert Hoover 2.0. That's their admitted plan. And whether you love Trump or hate him, you better want his economic recovery plan to work. I mean, I just get shivers up my spine of what a real hardcore depression would be like. And it'll be global. If we have a depression, it's going to be global. It's the Great Reset, folks. Yeah, Bessent reportedly in front of a whole bunch of reporters at a big cocktail party told Pulte, the head of housing, who I think is awesome, by the way, I'm going to punch you in your effing face. We'll get into that more later. Yeah, reportedly him and Elon got into it. That's rumored. I was told this out of people in the White House. I'll go ahead and say this at the time. That Shiner that Elon had, I was told, look at Bessent. And he has that nice, friendly attitude out, but reportedly inside the White House, he is something else. So I don't know that for a fact. That's just who I heard. That might be a rumor. But now in front of a whole bunch of reporters, all confirming, including conservative ones, he literally walked up and said, I'm going to beat the living hell out of you, you effing. You don't tell the president anything negative about me, or I'm going to punch you in the nose. You understand that? So that's the kind of stuff goes on in the White House now. So we'll be getting to all that. Wow, there's just so much more. Russia strikes Ukraine cabinet offices for the first time, an unprecedented deadly assault. Over 800 drones. So Russia is taking a whole bunch of territory, taking major cities, getting ready to encircle Kharkiv and Kiev is the word we got from Victor Boot exclusively. I mean, so that's some of the news we've got. Also, Trump loses bid to overturn $83.8 million judgment in E. Jean Carroll defamation case. He was never found guilty, never charged, never investigated for grabbing her in a supposed department store. And she said that she was wearing a dress that wasn't produced for 2 years. That's confirmed. And she had no witnesses and didn't say it for decades. But he said he was innocent, and two juries said, you can't say you're innocent. But one judgment was $8 million. The first was $8 million. He said again, I'm innocent. So they said $83.3 million. And that's being upheld. It'll get shot down by higher courts, but this is the type of crap that we see going on and happening. Also, preschoolers prescribed ADHD meds, Adderall, Ritalin, against medical guidelines. Yeah. Do you know how it stunts a child's growth to put them on these dangerous drugs? They're putting them on 3- and 4-year-olds. These people should be arrested. That's coming up. And so much more. I talked about this Friday and Saturday, never got to it. No, Saturday and Sunday. I'm going to do it today. Also, what's going on with Peter Thiel and all this Antichrist talk, I can tell you. We got some clips of him talking about his Antichrist research, and then Tim Dillon responding. I'll cover that at the bottom of the next hour. So I want to get a few extra clips that I forgot about. And then just so much more. U.S. in very deep negotiations with Hamas in Gaza conflict, Trump says. Again, I'll tell you what's behind all this. And Trump's trying, but Trump is not sophisticated enough on geopolitics and regional issues. I know he's very smart in business and general issues and communication, but Hamas is going to make a deal when Israel's taken over all of Gaza, because tens of billions of dollars have been paid to the leadership of Hamas to stage the attack on Israel. Israel stood down. The Hamas fighters don't understand this. They're not sophisticated enough. And that is when Hamas will make a deal is when it's all destroyed. And then when they have all their high-rises and department stores and luxury shops and golf courses built there in 5 years, the leaders of Hamas will just change their names and own entire areas and buildings there. They are Mossad agents. This is well known. Israel didn't just found Hamas. Israel didn't just give billions a year to Hamas, Netanyahu particularly. They are triple agents. And again, I'll give you a children's movie to understand this. How does Senator Palpatine become Emperor Palpatine? He hires a criminal group to attack his own planet so he can be up to the chancellor from just being a senator. Then he attacks their own home planet with a group he's hired and funded so he can become the emperor. Go watch episode 3 of Star Wars and just say Netanyahu is Palpatine. And then you'll have the whole story. And then, of course, once you get full control, they then hunt down any political opposition inside the country. And you can just repeat it and repeat it and repeat it. And Lucas, a year after that movie came out 20 years ago, the prequel, he wrote in a big, you know, he was interviewed in big articles saying, well, I'd written these books years before, back in the 70s, but I revised it to basically be what 9/11 was. And he was explaining how that was staged to be able to go to the Middle East and do all the regime change, the rest of it. So it's not just my opinion that's what that's about. It's about government staging terror attacks on themselves as a pretext to invade and take over areas. And people go, well, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Radical Islam, Orthodox Islam is a threat. It is real. They're invading us. Yeah, we got to fight them over there so they don't come over here. And then the governments all in the UN open up the borders and bring in record level pissed off Muslims to our countries. It's all part of a larger globalist plan. They're all working together. Now, the average Muslim on the ground doesn't know it. The average Hamas fighter doesn't know it. But it is 100% staged. Now, Iran isn't 100% under Israel and the West control, but the mullahs were put in power by the CIA and Mossad in 79. They then made a deal to raid and grab the American hostages, embarrass Jimmy Carter. The day Reagan wins the election, as president-elect, they start releasing the hostages. Then they do Iran-Contra with Israel as the middleman with Iran and money and weapons. And then now Israel's coming in to, you know, knock out Iran. But Iran doesn't work for Israel, but they have worked with them. Hamas, though, was created by Mossad and Shin Bet, part of their fake Arab corps. Almost all the major terror leaders in the Middle East are Israeli operatives. The Al-Qaeda leaders, all of them. The current leader of Syria, Israeli agent, Al-Qaeda. So just grow up, people. So I guess I said I was getting to that later. I went ahead and covered it. But Trump's like really trying to end it, really trying to end it. He's like, oh, I'm very close. Hamas won't give up. Hamas is only there to get everybody wiped out and killed. Remember what happened a few weeks ago? Shows all the starving Gazans. That's a big news article. Suddenly Hamas marches out a sick, starving hostage. It turned out he was really sick. And show him doing slave labor down in a tunnel. Why, right when you've got all the great PR and everybody's turning against the war, would Hamas then roll out? Look, we're starving Jews. And the Israelis go, look, every move Hamas makes, the attack on Israel, Israel stands down, all of it. Now, of course, the inbred, low IQ Hamas fighters don't know that, but their bosses live in Qatar in high rises, they're billionaires. It's all sick, weird, screwed up Middle Eastern thinking. The opposite of chivalry, just the enemy of my enemy is my friend. Just sick, 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 sick. And when we went into Afghanistan right after 9/11, they went and just blew up villagers and just low-level Taliban And then all the real Al-Qaeda, 30,000 of them, were flown out by the U.S. military on C-130s to Pakistan. Look up the Airlift of Evil, London Guardian, Times of London, you name it. And then Hamas goes, look at all the food we have. Yes, we're fat. We keep it from the people up top. And then right next to it, look what we do. Now, again, who put out the footage of the Jewish hostages? Hamas. Right when everybody was feeling sorry for the people on the surface. And it is true that Hamas keeps most of the food for themselves. Because Hamas works for Netanyahu. Hamas takes direct daily orders. He gives the orders to the head of Hamas, and then they give the orders to General Grievous. Go watch episode 3 from Star Wars. You'll understand everything. Go, because then you can take everything I just said, every article, everything I told you, you'll understand how this works. But people just can't get that through their heads, and that's why we're in so much trouble. All right, I'm done talking about that. I've mentioned what's coming up. That took 25 minutes, 26 minutes. Now I'm coming roaring back in. What's really going on with the blue pill in Trump's mouth? We'll get to that. The troops are going into Chicago. The left says they're going to fight back. What do you expect? Tom Homan's got tough words for them. But the first thing I'm going to hit is the Ukrainian beautiful young woman murdered. The left's trying to censor it. Total corporate media blackout. Wikipedia taking the post down. She's not human, according to them. Irina Zarutska. And now the mayor is saying don't cover it in Charlottesville, North Carolina. Trump has responded. And then that ties into the Chicago and the incredible crime wave there and the crime wave all over the country. But 4 years ago, Biden, 4.5 years ago, ordered them to stop releasing violent crime statistics. But I can tell you, living here in Austin, compared to what it was just 5, 6 years ago, it is dangerous as hell. Again, I grew up in Dallas when it was off and on the murder capital of the country. And I would say Austin is as dangerous as Dallas was when I was growing up. And it was the worst city off and on. We'd be Chicago 1 year and Detroit the next, but Dallas would go like 3 years. You know, number one. You don't want to be number one in that. So I know crime. I know homelessness. I know armed robbery. I know carjacking. I know people running through the middle of the street with baseball bats in the middle of the night, beating each other over the heads. I see it. So I know. I know my reporter got murdered racially in March. All right, we're going to break. We're come back with all of that and more. We've got homeless executing people in the streets with guns. We've got cars crashing into jewelry shops, robbing everyone. We've got people being shot in Chicago, Rolex shops being mass mob robbed. People being shot, just so much footage just from the last day or two. But they're telling you, they're pledging to fight Trump. That's coming up. Now listen. We're running a special, but it's going to end soon, where you can buy one bottle of ultramethylene blue, either the pills or the tincture, the very best game changer, so good for your whole body. You're insane if you don't take it. Incredible clean energy, no letdown, so good for your cells. 50% off if you become a subscriber and reorder each month. You can cancel any time. Just click the subscribe deal. It'll rebill you in a month and send it to you. Also discount 50%. You lock that in, but you can get it for 50% off. Be sure and become a subscriber. Also become a VIP for $30 a month. It's like being Amazon Prime. You get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special offers, special sales on everything when you're a VIP at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Well, I'm a 10-4 hat-wearing, meat-eating son of a gun, loving fun, loving hot-blooded Texian, two-stepping, outlaw free-one, looking for a little fun.
The official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit, 100% lifetime guarantee, high quality aluminum. Got the famous shot of me there with the aluminum hat. 50 square feet, 100% lifetime guarantee. Protect your mind from the globalist. I love the idea they had of an Alex Jones stress ball. People really love it. That's available. You know, fun little things, not just the widest selection of Patriot t-shirts and ball caps and hoodies and sweaters, but cool stuff like this. But now we have the official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit. So get now at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the Methylene Blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or Ultimate Life Force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the Ultimate Burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the Optimal Human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to TheAlexJonesStore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this Methylene Blue. This Methylene Blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am, and the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and Methylene Blue. Get it while you can.
Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there, with triple action, taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone, that is the precursor to glutathione, and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to TheAlexJonesStore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at TheAlexJonesStore.com for 50% off.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
Ukrainian refugee Irina Zarutska has captured the attention of the people of the world. I mean, Elon Musk has been putting up posts with hundreds of millions of views alone, of Wikipedia posting that, oh, we're taking down the post about her. She's not important enough to even let people know about on Wikipedia, that basically the ADL runs. The editor has nominated this article for deletion. You're welcome to participate. The editor, and the word is, they're taking it down. And every time this stuff happens, look at this, just broke. Wikipedia will delete her name before it ever gets posted. It's called ADL in Action. Say her name, Dr. Julie Schwunell. She was killed yesterday while walking her dog in Auburn, Alabama, by Rashid Dabney, arrested and charged. It just goes on and on. I mean, if a group of white guys just randomly murdered a black woman, the cities would be burning. Because the media would say, this is all white people, they want to kill you. We're not saying all black people want to kill us and are bad. Most are great people. But it's the left saying it's open season on white people, and then these mentally ill crazies, like the nut who'd been in jail at least 14 times for assaults and batteries and robberies, she gets on the train in Charlotte, North Carolina, sits down politely, he sits there and looks at her for a minute, pulls out a knife, starts stabbing her in the throat. And then they don't release that footage, but they sure show you all the footage when a crazy white person went and stabbed a black woman to death a few years ago, and he was crazy and racist. They showed it. And that's fine. We covered that. That's the difference, is that no corporate media, as of this morning, maybe they are now, since Trump's talking about it, have covered her. Because this is the standard thing in Europe when the Islamists are the main group killing people. And in the UK, they put you in jail if you talk about the race or religion of the people. Hell, they arrest you if you're like publicly displaying the King George flag. I've got a bunch of footage of them arresting 90-year-old people in wheelchairs. So it's just incredible, and that's what they want to bring here. So here's the image that killed the Democrats in 2026 and beyond, says Zero Hedge. And just like that, it's over for the Dems in 2028, says Zero Hedge. Tyler Durden's a really smart guy. Maybe even the 2028 general election. Maybe this is even the final nail in the creaky, splintering, mentally ill Marxist coffin. Right now they're trying to ignore it, just like Hunter Biden's laptop, but that's creating the mass Streisand effect. The MSM attempts to conceal the senseless stabbing murder of 23-year-old Ukrainian refugee Irina Zarutska at the hands of a psychotic black killer. Why not just show it, say it's wrong, make her a human? But even in Cincinnati, when black folks started beating up some white people, they charged one of the people now, one of the white guys. It's always political. After killing a young Ukrainian woman by black male in U.S. AFD MEP states, the blacks account for 56% of murders and white lives matter. And again, this is not about attacking black people. It's about white people who the media has said in Europe and here are open season, literally run by the ADL and its affiliates to create this division. If people continue to cover this up, if the left continues to green light this, it's meant to create total division between whites and blacks. We have to see through this and come together and understand it is the left, it is the universities, it is the social engineers, it is the media that has created this open season on white people and the burning down of churches by the thousands, by Muslims, and all of it. Woman stabbed to death in Charlotte train. Suspect arrested after random attack. This is what the media ran, never saying the race of the killer. Ukrainian woman who fled, worst, stabbed to death in Charlotte light rail station. And so now they're pulling down a Wikipedia. That is only going to piss people off. We've got shots of all the mug shots of this guy. Oh, but the Charlotte mayor, she says it's bad to show the video. So we will continue to track this. And we also covered this back when it happened. Knifeman who killed 18-year-old in random Bay Area subway attack after pouncing on two sisters without provocation is arrested. And he was out on parole. Same thing. Crazy white dude with a history of violence and mental illness has been found guilty of random stabbing death of 18-year-old Nina Wilson on a commuter train platform 2 years ago. A killing with racial undertones that prompted rallies and vigils throughout the San Francisco Bay Area. Oh, but you're not supposed to have rallies and vigils for a white lady that gets killed. Absolutely they should have vigils. Absolutely it's wrong. Absolutely looks like it was racially motivated and he was nuts. And that's wrong. And we should say it. It's not open season on black people. But all over these Soros-controlled cities, if you're white and you defend yourself, you get thrown under the jail. Who's that? I always forget his name. The Army sergeant, highly decorated. Afghanistan. off duty but having to drive a Lyft to make ends meet for his family from Killeen. Black Lives Matter, blocking roads, Antifa blocking roads. We covered the rallies. There was like 2% blacks with them. We'd actually been confronted by the guy that got killed. And then you have... No, just type this in, guys. We're talking about Austin. We're not talking about New York. We're not talking about that. We're talking about state of Texas pardons Army sergeant convicted of shooting Antifa man to death. Now, there it is. Ex-Army sergeant convicted of killing Black Lives Matter protester is pardoned. Yeah, Daniel Perry. Thank you. And again, the guy he killed was white, but the media said he was racist. He's driving. They block his car. They're beating on it. And the guy points an AK-47 at him and says, get out. He shoots him. Totally legitimate shooting. And then you got Daniel Penny, who's a Marine, highly decorated, honorably discharged, great record, on a train in New York, a crazy black guy who'd been arrested hundreds of times, attacking black people, you name it, is in there threatening people, slamming things, pushing people. And then he puts him in a choke lock, accidentally kills him. And then all the black folks on the train were like, no, we were trying to help, thank God. And they threw him in prison. I mean, you think he wanted to choke him to death and have all those problems? And he was, you watch the video, experts watch, he was letting off, putting pressure on, letting off every time the guy resisted. But people can get really upset and basically have heart attacks in these holds. See, I mean, he's fighting hard. He was a strong guy, but totally mentally ill. Should have been in a mental institution. And by the way, we've got to reopen mental institutions, ladies and gentlemen. Absolutely got to do it. So that's where we are. And Trump got asked about it yesterday. He said he didn't know about it, the killing of the Ukrainian woman. And so he did go do his research, and he made these statements in an interview. Let's play the clips back to back.
And I created the first ever Department of Justice task force to eradicate anti-Christian bias. And for those people that are a little bit naive or not well-read, there is a tremendous anti-Christian bias. We don't hear about it. We don't think about it. You hear about anti-Semitic, but you don't hear about anti-Christian. Now, you have a strong anti-Christian bias, but we're ending that rapidly. I will tell you, it's a whole... We're in a much different world today than we were 1 year ago. This is like a different world. I've made clear Attorney General Pam Bondi is working really hard, that we must get answers about the causes of these repeated attacks, and we're working very, very hard on that. The Trump administration will have no tolerance for terrorism or political violence, and that includes hate crimes against Christians, Jews, or anybody else. We're not going to allow it. And there was also a horrible killing recently in Charlotte, where I talked about, and so many others, and we will... we're going to get to the end of it. And, you know, when you have horrible killings, you have to take horrible actions. And the actions that we take are nothing. This cashless bail started a wave in our country where a killer kills somebody and is out on the street by the afternoon. In many cases, going out and killing again, cashless bail. And I just give my love and hope to the family of the young woman who was stabbed this morning or last night in Charlotte by a madman, a lunatic, just got up and started. It's right on the tape, not really watchable because it's so horrible, but just viciously stabbed. She's just sitting there. So they're evil people. We have to be able to handle that. If we don't handle that, we don't have a country.
All right, so the Democrats are running the hoax that National Guard troops have never been deployed to crime-ridden areas. It's in the Constitution. You have blue cities run by Soros, judges and DAs and county attorneys that will not prosecute hardcore criminals. We all know it. They've suppressed the crime numbers. That's on record. And so here are the headlines. Chicago fights back against Trump. And Trump, you know, is doing all these terrible things, they say. And he's so bad. Chicago fights back against Trump's National Guard threats as New York City's Mondami issues warning that it's a police state. And then look at these headlines. Armed troops at the Washington Monument. This is not normal. Really, they had armed troops for years in New York after 9/11. If they're not armed, they're major targets. And this is only a mandate. We need to remove the Soros DAs and refund the police. But already the crime rate for violent crime, carjackings, home invasions, armed robberies down 90% in just 3 weeks. Meanwhile, the Chicago mayor moves to block the deployment of National Guard to the city. He's now putting up fences around the police department and government buildings, quote, to keep the guard out. So they finally found a wall they liked. Here's another one out of Rutherford Institute. A police state presidency, when the rule of law becomes rule by gunpoint. We've already been living under rule by gunpoint. And notice the images of D.C. burning. It's the Podesta plan to have civil uprisings if Trump won and make them racial and then try to bring the whole country down. Remember the summer of love in 2020, mostly peaceful? It's not the police and the military that are burning things down. It's not the police, the military. It's the Democrat Party that's been planning all of this. And even the mayor of D.C. has had to say, okay, crime's way down. It's a good thing, but she sued to then block it. Now the governor of Maryland has said he was against it. Now he's asking for it because his constituents want it. It's not just Trump. Red states are cracking down on their own blue cities. Under the state constitutions, if you cut the police and then order them not to go after bad guys, and you have Soros DAs like Austin, what did Governor Abbott do 3 years ago? He put thousands of state police on the ground in Austin as a show of force, and it did make crime go down a little. So they're, oh my gosh, the red states are invading the blue cities. You understand the cities and counties are chartered by the state constitutions. And if a city passes unconstitutional laws or does criminal things, the legislature and the governor can come in and they can take over the city. They can even dissolve it. But, oh, MSM acts like, oh, my God, look at this martial law. It's the Democrats trying to make America a failed state. Another article, how conservatives learn to love the police state. Well, I'm the police state expert. I've had a bunch of constitutional lawyers on, including former political prisoners like Stuart Rhodes, and they say what Trump's doing is 100% constitutional, and it is. That said, though, long term, you don't want troops. You don't want them to set up permanent offices. You shouldn't be quartered here. They should be there only in the emergency to show that the cities were standing down, to draw political attention to it, and then go after the Soros DAs, which is the Missouri AG he's been so good at, now being brought in to be deputy FBI director to go after just exactly this and Ed Martin and his task forces. And you have articles like this one, Trump, Nero, and the remodeling madness. Trump very inexpensively is fixing up the collapsing White House they've admitted for decades is falling apart. And they're calling that, oh, Nero burned down Rome to expand his palace. So Trump's like Nero for fixing holes in the roof and putting new cobblestones in and planting new trees and putting up an American flag? What? Yeah, you see big American flags everywhere, and I love it, but not at the White House. And it turns out in the 60s, there was a big flag there, and it got removed. So putting up a flag and fixing holes in the roof is not Nero. It's the Democrats that burn things down. But they have this image of rioting, this AI image of rioting MAGA supporters with flames in their hands. I guess indicative of Molotov cocktails? That's the left. So that's what's really happening there. And Trump's set to send troops into Washington State, into Oregon that are completely lawless, into Maryland. They're asking for it. But let me just show you a little bit of what's going on today. This just came out in the last day. Shock video. Woman executed by homeless suspect blocks from Philadelphia City Hall. We'll show you video of that. Then, shock video, mob of mass thugs crash truck into California jewelry shop, attack elderly owner. And then we'll show you a ransacking of a Rolex shop Saturday in Chicago. Got a bunch of footage of mass shootings in Chicago. And let me tell you, it wasn't white people doing it. And again, the Justice Department under Biden said the number one crime is white supremacy, and it's the number one epidemic, the number one threat, and it's basically non-existent. Yeah, there have been a few churches shot up by horrible white supremacists, and there have been a few lynchings over the decades. They're terrible. We're against them. There's been some crazy white people shooting, stabbing black people here and there. We cover it. We just covered it earlier. But statistically, 15 to 1, 20 to 1, higher in some blue cities, it's just not true. So we have to address, why is the left doing this? Why is the left saying white people are villains and demons and stealing and robbing and owe everybody reparations? It is to create anti-white sentiment that comes out of the ADL that literally wants to divide this country. And the Southern Poverty Scumball Center. So let's go ahead with audio, roll shock video, woman executed, then show the jewelry shop heist, and then show the attack on the Rolex facility, Rolex shop. Here it is. Shot her a couple times, and she begs for her life, and he shoots her at point-blank range. Probably a pimp. And then boom. And he just keeps shooting her. So let's move on from that to the jewelry shop heist and beating up the old people. And if that was my jewelry shop, you know, I'd just pull out an M4 and it'd be bye-bye. But this is California, so the people lay down to it. Look at those white supremacists. Can you believe a group of what looks like a dozen white supremacists attacked a jewelry shop and beat up old people? Of course, they're not white supremacists, ladies and gentlemen.
What's going on, man?
Here's robbing the Rolex shop. And it just goes on and on. But Trump is invading. Now, I want to play a clip of Trump yesterday really getting on a female reporter who says, are you going to war with Chicago? And she's talking about a Truth Social post. And Trump knows nothing about it because he doesn't post those memes. When he posts something and signs his name and asks for your attention, that's him. And the reason I point that out is I've already know some people that work in that. I already know the people at the White House. I already know about his team. So I made calls before when they posted an AI video of him as a golden god and ruling Gaza. People are like, I'm done with Trump. This is occultic. Trump didn't make that. A fan made it. Or they put out a thing saying no one's ready for what's coming with a Q in his hand. And it's made by a Q site. They just picked that up and put it out. And Q goes, look, oh, my God, the Q people, look, it's all real. We verified Q. And then this Apocalypse Now meme where it's talking about we're going to go in and round up the illegal aliens. This is why we've changed the name of the Department of Defense, the Department of War. And the media goes, look, he's going to war. That's not a signed statement from Trump. That was put out by a fan account. And so it's very important for people to stop reading into stuff on Truth Social unless his name is signed to it. It's not some 10D, 5 million D, trillion D, God D, Supreme Q thing. All right? It is messaging that you got a lot of people in the administration, 4 million people in the federal government. You're going to get different people, different statements, different things. So here's Trump getting mad, not knowing that his own Truth Social had basically said this.
Is there any more work in Chicago?
When you say that, darling, that's fake news.
Well, why would you go to Department of Defense?
Listen, be quiet. Listen. You don't listen. You never listen. That's why you're second grade. We're not going to war. We're going to clean up our cities. We're going to clean them up so they don't kill 5 people every weekend. That's not war. That's common sense.
Stop right there. I want to introduce this. So there's the facts. Trump didn't post that to Truth Social. His people need to be more careful. Okay? But the point is, not everything on there comes from Trump. In fact, most of it doesn't. I mean, a lot of our stuff gets posted. That's not Trump. That's just people liking it and putting it out. All right. Now, here's Trump getting mad at a reporter about Chicago and them trying to claim he wants a police state. We already have a lawless Soros state because Soros can't change the laws. He can just take control and not enforce the laws. And the plan is to collapse the country, Cloward and Piven. And Podesta restated the plan in his August 2020 plan that if Trump won, they were going to do it. And when they said if he won this time, they were going to do it. And now they're trying to create lawlessness and a collapse. Trump is trying to stabilize it. And they say, we're going to make Trump send troops out with all of this. We're going to call him a dictator, which I warned you this was all coming. I warned you before he even got reelected. This would be their big move. Over and over again, and here they are doing it. We're going to come back with the Trump Club after that. I'm going to move into other big subjects. Please remember, we have a massive grouping of sales going today that I've even forgotten to tell you about. We have the free $10 ultimate fundraiser sale. You get free $10 to spend on anything in the store right now at thealexshowstore.com.
Well, I'm a 10-4 half-wearing meat. Son of a gun, loving fun, loving hot-blooded Texian, two-stepping, outlaw free, one looking for a little fun.
The official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit, 100% lifetime guarantee, high-quality aluminum. Got the famous shot of me there with the aluminum hat. 50 square feet, 100% lifetime guarantee. Protect your mind from the globalist. I love the idea they had of an Alex Jones stress ball. People really love it. That's available. You know, fun little things, not just the widest selection of Patriot t-shirts and ball caps and hoodies and sweaters, but cool stuff like this. But now we have the official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit. So get your Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit now at thealexjonesstore.com. I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it, how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
So here it is, Onion CEO Ben Collins, that ran the censorship bureau at MSNBC, now funded by Bloomberg, hasn't given up on print or buying InfoWars. And you ought to read the whole, 22-page article, because it is a exercise in disinformation and gobbledygook.
It became immediately clear to us that no one else was going to bid on this. The auction for these assets, like the entirety of the InfoWars thing, like including his supplements that he sells to people, were for sale. Like, we won, the judge took it away from us because he was also scared of what was going on. And
no, they had a fake auction and got caught, and the judge said it violated bankruptcy law. He didn't want to say it was criminal, but he said it, you know. He stopped short. He said, it looks bad.
You made this bid. It was an incredible moment when it was announced that you were doing this. And then all of a sudden, brakes are on, right? And a judge somewhere, I don't have all the details, but basically said, this isn't happening.
Yeah. He basically wiped away about like 18 months of court decisions. Was like, I would be spooked too. You got to remember, right. Dan Bongino, Cash Patel, these people were on InfoWars.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Patel never was.
Our ideological battle in our generation is not what we went through in the Civil War, defending the country and abolishing the scourge of slavery. It's not our revolution where we fought for the very ideas of limited government freedom. That's not it. What we're fighting now is an ideology, a pernicious, dangerous, and historically deadly ideology that says that other men and women have been imbued with some special powers to reign over your life and take your liberty. And to move forward, and this is somehow a benevolent way, knighted by the Lord himself, that these men should take control of your life. This is our fight. This is our time.
Once we allow the left-leaning media, which is what most of them are, to paint conservative or liberty-based talk as inherently violent, what do you think the next step is, Alex? The next step is censorship. You can't allow this to happen. So I'm asking your listeners whether you support Trump, Cruz, Rubio, Ron Paul, Rand Paul, Joey Bag of Donuts, I don't care who you support. Do not allow them to do this, because once they do it, it's the next step towards suppression of free speech, which the left has always...
And as usual, you cut right to the heart. They're censoring in Europe. They're starting to censor here. They admit they want to censor us because they can't compete with our ideas. And you hit the nail on the head. They are wanting to say it's radical. They want to put out these law enforcement advisements. I mean, they even tried to ban in the Navy the Gadsden flag that was the first flag of the U.S. Navy. I mean, they mean business.
Right. Like, Dan Bongino, he got to start there. Like, these people... That was a feeder system to the administration. So, to be afraid of that is natural.
Now, at the end here, they say, if you could have anything you wanted, what would you do?
What would you control?
I mean, I really would like to control InfoWars.
No, that's a good answer.
Yeah. So, we'll see what happens, but I would like to do it.
The more we survive, the more we know it's the hand of God, and the more historical it is, and the more it makes me love this place more than ever and want to fight. Because they want the symbol, and they want to misrepresent, and they want to steal not just my identity, but the idea of the info war, and claim it's theirs. And they say that on national TV and in Wired magazine and all over the place. And they got caught in a fake auction. And we sued them and got the depositions and emails where they admit, we're not going to let any company that keeps Jones on the air in InfoWars have it. So we're going to cancel the auction and give it to these people. Well, guess what? The Justice Department's investigating them. And here they are in there. In Wired admitting they know that, and then they've got the nerve in this Wired magazine article to say the judge is scared of the Justice Department, and that's why he hasn't given us the company. The judge has nothing to worry about. And then they've got these people literally spinning it. Oh, Jones has Dan Bongino stopping the shutdown. In June of last year, the judge shut them down when they tried to close this illegally. And he fired the U.S. trustee for the Justice Department. They brought another one and the CRO, saying he never seen anything like it. Then in November, they had the fake auction, and he shut them down then. That had nothing to do with Dan Bongino. So just know, if they somehow get us shut down the next few months, which they're trying to do constantly, there's another hearing on the 16th in front of Guerra Gamble that ran the show trials. It'll work out, folks, because if people don't get indicted for what they've done that's cut and dry, I mean cut and dry, in the depositions, in the emails, we're not going to let anybody at the auction get InfoWars. We're going to go beforehand, decide it goes to this group for almost no money. That's bankruptcy fraud. massive news straight ahead. You're the Paul Revere. So share the live feeds now. We'll be right back. Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexhealthstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexhealthstore.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Our love is unconditional. We knew it from the start. I see it in your eyes. You can feel it from my heart. From here on after, let's stay the way we are right now. And share all the love and laughter that a lifetime will allow. I cross my heart and promise to give all I've got to give to make all your dreams come true.
Packed second hour here today, and then we have one of the leading analysts and very intelligent individuals that's predicted so much of what's happened joining us coming up in the third hour, dealing with the statements of Trump and his science czar that we now control time and space and have super weapons. So look for that coming up in the third hour today, Ashton Forbes. I will then open the phones up for the entirety of the fourth hour. But here's what I want to do now before I get into the biggest Ukraine developments yet, the economic developments, the Democrats now caught red-handed stealing $5 billion. And engaging in mass election fraud. We've got a lot to hit here today that I haven't gotten to yet. Major AI developments, you name it. But before we do that, I meant to cover this Saturday and Sunday, but I got busy and I didn't. And that's good, because then I remembered today some other clips I wanted to play, so we grabbed some more on this. And that's all this talk about Peter Thiel and Alex Karp and Palantir. And the public picking up on this multi-part series that Peter Thiel's going to be holding on the Antichrist. And so people have been asking, what is that all about? Well, I already knew, because I'd done research on Thiel, but I went back and checked it just to, you know, make sure my memory was right, and I can tell you why. And so we're going to be getting to that. Coming up. But first, because it ties into it, and it's just kind of the opening salvo to everybody's concern, and the more you're informed about AI, the more you're informed about robotics. It's all the inventor of AI basically is apocalyptic over it, thinks it's going to kill all of humanity. Elon Musk has said he's, you know, super worried about it, but then he's in a race to be in control of it. But he wants to be open and free, he says. And I see evidence that that's the case. But still, it is Promethean fire, Atlantean, you know, technology. Whether, again, you believe that Atlantis existed or not, we are the new Atlantis, whether it existed or not, it's now here. And will we destroy ourselves with this godlike power we have? Because we're not gods, but we have godlike power. And Trump has wanted for a long time, I said this at the start of his first administration, to roll out a lot of the suppressed technologies, but he's really moving that along a lot quicker right now. But it's good to be concerned. It's good to understand also that you don't have to just embrace robots and computers and AI. The more you adopt it, the more you let it run your life, the more you become vestigial, ceremonial, obsolete. I know so many people just a few years ago that were really smart and engaged and great writers, great researchers. Now they won't do anything but use ChatGPT. And I can tell when somebody gives me something written by ChatGPT. And people that are uninformed think, oh, it's super smart, it's super, you know, informative, but really it's just plagiarized crap from, quote, authoritative sources. That means establishment sources. So it's a big problem, and we need to continue to have a major debate about this. But the arms race globally by different elites to get the all-powerful AI is off the chain. The genie's out of the bottle. The toothpaste is out of the tube. The horse has left the barn. Pandora's box is open. So some people are like, Jones, you ought to call for a ban on all of this. And you ought to call for Elon Musk to not have Starlink. Meanwhile, they're using Starlink to communicate. It's here. It's happening. It's done. The question is, how are we going to affect the architecture of it and stand up together and put our will into it so that we control it? But there are ways to control it and curtail it if we address it from the discriminatory perspective. When we're all busy fighting with each other over what color we are, or whether men can be in girls' bathrooms or girls' sports, or whether we should be cutting 8-year-old boys' penises off and 9-year-old girls' breasts off, those are all football issues to divide and conquer. Why does AI get all the energy at once, but we can't have energy? Why does it need 100 times the energy it's currently got, according to Eric Schmidt of Alphabet? Why does Trump say we've got to get 3 times the energy in the next few years to beat China? Whenever. I see headlines everywhere. Don't feed your dog meat. It's bad for the earth because cows fart. Well, your dog farts too. You do too. You know, don't have a car. Don't go on vacation. Don't fly. It's bad for the earth when the carbon's not. It's good for the atmosphere. Our atmosphere is thinner than it's ever been in millions of years. Methane from cows is what helps keep the heat on the planet. You don't want a new ice age that we're due for. So the facts go on and on. But why does AI get all the energy it wants from any dirty source it wants, but we can't? We're being taught we're bad, we're evil, we're hurting the earth, but all this robot, silicon, AI takeover, it's good, and it's destroying the carbon-based life forms. And you read deeper into the globalist philosophy, and they say, biological life is no good. We're creating silicon. It lives forever, but doesn't really live. And it needs all this power and all everything being handed over to it. And we've got to let it take control of our cars and our lives and our medicine and our writing and our culture. We are giving it everything we are and committing suicide on its altar. For total surveillance, total control, the whole thing's being deployed evil. And it goes from bad to worse, from the Chi-Com AI to Sam Altman. OpenAI is one of the worst. Google, terrible. Designed to lie, designed to control. Grok is somewhat better, but still diseased because they all interface and are incestuous, the different AIs. And Musk's argument is we should have decentralized AI, truly OpenAI, not the name OpenAI, but true open, where the public common sense, the knowledge of the crowd programs it. Remember until about 8 years ago, Google was so accurate? Whatever was most popular, whatever people clicked on the most, the algorithm put it at the top. That's why I was the top of everything. Then they said, nope, and now you go to Google, the first 50 pages is just pure crap, pure lies, pure deception. And And we know from the new studies out on people using ChatGPT and other big systems that IQs start plunging, neurons stop firing, people literally become jellyfish, critical thinking disappears. It's literally brain damaging us. So the way it's been deployed is predatory. It's bad. You can argue in an arms race you need something to counter it that good people run. The question is, will humans even still run it if Musk really is good? So far, making all the right moves. Look what he did with X. Grok's better than any other system out there. More accurate. Still has problems. It's getting better all the time. Very nuanced. I'm impressed. So, I was really impressed because people were like, about 6 months ago, Owen Schroyer had Nick Fuentes on. I got him on the show, asked if he wanted on. And he said, yeah, according to Owen, that censorship. Hey, would you like a guest? Oh, yeah, censorship. But bitches later, so you can say he's been censored so you can play victim. It's just totally bizarre. He's now admitted he was never censored and he admitted that he was given raises. That's why I got mad. I was just lying to play victim. I was just, wow, not only do you quit, you got to play victim at the end, but side issue. I forgive him. I'm moving on. But I come in there and say, hey, I'm going to come in here and do a joke in a little while. They said, yeah, come in. So I come in and I go, whoa, stop talking about Israel. I got the call from Netanyahu. I'm here to shut you down. I got Nick here. I put him on my show. I put him on that show. And I knew the Nazis would go crazy and go, look, he's censoring all it, because it's a joke. It's satire. And it was drawing attention to the Israel lobby censoring and things. But it was a double-edged deal. And I never said it was satire. It was so obvious it was. And the controlled, crazy, mentally ill, schizophrenic arm of the right wing went with it. Sure enough, it went viral and said, look, he came in to censor. Newsflash, if you're trying to censor for Tel Aviv, you don't run in and say, I just got a call from Netanyahu. But the Grok responses was, this isn't even subtle satire. Jones is being completely sarcastic. They're all laughing. You wouldn't do this if you didn't want attention on something. This is satire. And the fact that it was a longer, better description, I just wasn't even looking for that. I just saw it all over the place yesterday. Like, Grok had this really nuanced understanding. So, because it's getting humor that the left can't understand, and they're humans, and they can't meme. I'm seeing Grok create its own memes now that are really smart. So that is scary. But I'm digressing. I'm sorry. It's just to get into Peter Thiel. It is a larger subject, and I'm going to start getting into it right now. But first, let's play clip 6. This is the title from TikTok. Black man on TikTok talking about robots. It's kind of a dumb headline. No. Black engineer, electrician. I'm not sure which. He looks like an engineer, electrician. The point is, he's saying, I've been all over the place, and I've never seen something getting built this quick. And I'm telling you, there's a massive rollout of this new system, which is true. It's here. But he's never worked on a Musk project, so this is standard for anything Musk does. Like, I'm surprised it's only 12-hour shifts. But I guess he's got double shifts. So, yeah, Musk is 24 hours, folks. So, but what this man says is absolutely pertinent and is a good alarm as an alarmist about what we should be concerned about. It doesn't mean the full extension of where he goes is going to happen, but we should be really concerned. We should have a human union, not an official union, but where we buy from companies that are employ humans, where we buy from companies that where things are manufactured by humans, where we stand up and support old school cool stuff. Handmade hamburgers, handmade clothes, hand-grown food, because that's what makes us who we are, is building and striving and you know, making furniture. You ever been around, you know, really good carpenters and people, they just love it and they just zone out. You get high doing it. It's what you're designed to do, just like we build AI. We build things. They still, with robots, can't build advanced aerospace aircraft. It's got to be craftsmen, handmade. And you look at hand-drawn animations, they're still way better than AI because we are amazing when we strive. but you've got to shoot for the heights. All right, I got a lot of the news hits. Let me start getting into this right now, but let's go ahead and play Black Man on TikTok talking about robots. No, Black Man on TikTok warning people that a big change is here. Here it is.
Yeah, so there's a lot of people from my last video saying that nothing's coming, nothing's going to happen, I'm paranoid, I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm going to tell you like this. This is where I'm working, okay? I'll read that. This is where I'm working right now. The man who owns that company, I'll say Shelon Tusk. You know, y'all know Shelon Tusk. Find the rhyme, the rhythm. He has us working 12-hour shifts, 7 days a week. I'm an electrician. I wire up all the machinery that they're using to build the trucks. I'm wiring up all the machinery that they are using to build these robots, okay? We are working 12 hours, 7 days a week. I have worked for TikTok. I have worked for Amazon. I have worked for Samsung. I have worked for Fortune 500 companies all year. Nobody is pushing their people like this, okay? 12-hour shifts. He is trying to complete this for something. I promise you, bro, soon as these robots go online, it will kill 80% of the job force. All you people driving trucks, in restaurants, who don't think this can happen in Japan, they already have robots serving tables. They already have nurses that are being robotically projected from monitors to help patients. Your job is not safe, okay? 80% of the workforce will be killed by these robots. And soon as he puts these AIs inside of these robots, I promise you, bro, they will think, be smarter, faster, and they do not need to sleep, bro. We call in. I called in 3 days ago because I worked 6 days straight. Robots don't do that, and that's what they are pushing for, bro. Have you sitting at home with the real ID, with your FedNow money, taking free governmental universal income, slave, bro. Victim to the system, bro. They do not want you out here moving how you want. They do not want you collecting resources. They don't want you to do anything without their knowledge, bro. They want to track every transaction. They want to track your whereabouts. They want to know what you're thinking, bro. And all they want to do is monetize and commercialize that. It's that mark of the beast. The mark of the beast is taking things that should not be for money or for sale and making them for sale, like your soul, love, things of that nature, bro. And y'all say that it's not coming, bro. It's right around the corner. I promise you, bro, this is coming. Where I'm working right now has proven that. This man sends drones on the top of the buildings, drones inside the building to count how many people are working at all times. This is not a game, bro. I'm telling you, this is just his company, bro. Imagine what they're doing. Like Facebook, all these companies are together. They're acting like they're competitors. They're not. They all have one agenda, bro. And each of them are doing their part. I promise you. I need y'all to really think about this, bro. They're building bulletproof trucks with robots. I don't know if you've seen it, but look it up. Recently, a guy just got pulled over in Dubai by a Cybertruck police, and it had a robot in it, and the robot gave him a ticket for using his phone and not being buckled up. And they sent the fine to his phone. I promise you, bro, these cars are not for normal civilians. You do not make bulletproof trucks for civilians. He is going to supply and fleet out the military and the police force, bro. We will not be able to run and hide. They've already stopped making V8 engines and trucks, and the Chargers are no more Hellcats or Hemis being produced. They're all V6s. We will not be able to escape this shit, bro. I promise you, bro, these robots are going to take your job. They're going to be police force. They're going to be the new revolution, bro. And we're going to be on our asses like Idiocracy. I promise.
And by the way, that's all Club of Rome, all WF officially. You'll be locked in your house, authorized when to leave on your phone. Australia already did it with COVID. They are saying the future doesn't need us, and we're not going to need all the people. Bill Gates, Klaus Schwab. Now, this fella just figured it out watching it himself. I can tell the way he's talking, really smart. But I guarantee you, if I could get him on the show, I would. He's just observing it himself. We have all their own documents. I'm getting chills right now. So this is not here to empower us. This is here to surveil us, control us, and make us obsolete. Now, Musk has talked about the globalists wanting to do that. Says he's opposing them, and he wants all this to empower us and have us go to space and all the rest of it. That remains to be seen. The point is that demand they make cars that don't have all the AI in it. Demand that they make air conditioning thermostat systems that aren't hooked into the smart meter controlling you where they can control the tip in your house, as I warned 20 years ago they would, and now they do. This is bad news, folks. Now let's start getting into Peter Thiel. And here's my issue with this. I said years ago, if Trump gets back in, Peter Thiel and Palantir and Alex Karp are going to go way up in stock, and that little tech, as they're known, is trying to move in on Google and Amazon and Microsoft that run almost all the defense stuff currently, mainly Amazon and Microsoft. They're already doing all this stuff. The AI is way more advanced, they tell you. Palantir wants to come in and take over the market and do the exact same thing they're doing. And Palantir is running hunter-killer drones that are autonomous, meaning the robot decides who to kill in Gaza and in Ukraine, I can tell you. Nobody knows that. You just heard it for the first time. And Karp does say his main enemy is Christian nationalists, that he thinks want to kill him. Dude, nobody was even talking about you until you say crap like that. You, like, project or you displace. You're conjuring some bad stuff, but whatever, Karp. He knows what to say, so he gets all the big Rothschild contracts. And so, yeah, there's a bunch of creepiness there. What I said months ago was the New York Times, the Washington Post is attacking Palantir because it's trying to make a move with Trump over the technocracy that's already there. I didn't say it was good. I said it's already there. People are now discovering this control grid. This is just a hostile takeover of one group of the others. So that's just an internal gang fight going on. We need to understand it's bigger than Palantir. It's the whole system. Like I just said about Musk is coming in with his own system and wants his own big unified system. So there's a big race between governments, corporations, military systems for who is going to control this. So let's go out to break with Peter Thiel talking about the Antichrist. I'll come back and explain why he is obsessed with the Antichrist. Here it is.
This is my very specific question for you, right? Is that you're an investor in AI. You're deeply invested in Palantir, in military technology, in technologies of surveillance, in technologies of warfare, and so on, right? And it just seems to me that when you tell me a story about the Antichrist coming to power and using the fear of technological change to sort of impose order on the world, I feel like that Antichrist would maybe be using the tools that you were building, right? Like, wouldn't the Antichrist be like, great, you know, we're not going to have any more technological progress, but I really like what Palantir has done so far, right?
Yeah,
I mean, isn't that a concern? Wouldn't that be the irony of history would be that the man publicly worrying about the Antichrist accidentally hastens his or her arrival?
There are all these different scenarios. I obviously don't think that that's what I'm doing.
I don't think that's what you're doing either. I'm just interested in how you get to world willing to submit to permanent authoritarian rule.
Well, but again, there are these different gradations of this we can describe, but is this so preposterous, what I've just told you, as a broad account of the stagnation, that the entire world has submitted for 50 years to peace and safetyism? This is a 1 Thessalonians 5:3. The slogan of the Antichrist is peace and safety, and we've submitted.
That's right. He's saying the Antichrist says he's bringing you world peace through world government. He's been critical of world government. We'll explain when we come back.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effect that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
The official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit, 100% lifetime guarantee, high quality aluminum. Got the famous shot of me there with the aluminum hat. 50 square feet, 100% lifetime guarantee. Protect your mind from the globalist. I love the idea they had of an Alex Jones stress ball. People really love it. That's available. You know, fun little things, not just the widest selection of Patriot t-shirts and ball caps and hoodies and sweaters, but cool stuff like this. But now we have the official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit. Jones tinfoil hat kit now at thealexjonesstore.com. Unless you've been hiding under a rock, everyone knows that Shilajit is one of the most incredible super nutrients, and they don't even know how it's formed deep under the earth. It's just got incredible amino acids and natural peptides that nothing else has. And what does it do for you? Everything. Your skin, your clarity, your focus. I'm on this stuff. Your wife, your girlfriend will thank you. That's just a little side issue. Shilajit is awesome, but this is the best, purest, strongest Shilajit with a whole bunch of other badass stuff in it. We throw the kitchen sink at you because we want it to work, and it will. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. So get this great t-shirt design and hundreds of others, the biggest selection, at thealexjonesstore.com, funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. God almighty.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Sea Moss has been by far and away our best-selling product on the AlexJonesStore.com when we launched it some months ago. Now, we've had a hard time keeping the gummies in stock, so we formulated the capsules while we wait on more gummies to come in. Now, Irish Sea Moss is something that's known to be incredible for your body because of the natural iodine that exists in it. It's not just any iodine, it's also abundantly bioavailable. Now, if you don't know, iodine is incredible for your health and supports your body's ability to detoxify itself. Check out Ultimate Sea Moss capsules right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Not only are you fighting for your health, your immunity, and your body's ability to detoxify itself, but you're fighting for humanity as well by keeping Alex Jones on the air, InfoWars on the air, and this crew operating to broadcast the truth worldwide wherever it is being censored, just like your body is under relentless assault and needs Ultimate Sea Moss capsules in order to fight off all of the toxins that you're met with, so is InfoWars under assault and needs the audience. So go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and subscribe for Ultimate Sea Moss capsules every month.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Mother, not to walk my way. Tell your children not to hear my words.
What they mean, what they say, mother. It's called the Streisand effect.
Mother!
Mother, tell them don't tune in.
Can you keep them in the dark?
Yeah.
Aisle?
Keep telling them not to
tell
tune in here. Show her.
Gotta show her
my world.
Oh, Mama. Blood on fire to see how I am. And if you wanna find hell with me, I can show you what it's like.
Yeah, y'all bleed in.
I can tell you what it is.
feel everything. I know, I sure do. And that's why I'm on the front lines of the fight for the human future and free will and destiny. Yeah, if you want to find hell with me, I can show you what it's like. All right, so let's talk about this big mystery. Because I've been hearing this for months. Let's put it back on screen. We went to break and showed it. Peter Thiel, that owns a bunch of big tech companies, Palantir amongst them, he is going to have a Antichrist four-part series lecture on Monday, September 15th, September 22nd, 29th, October 6th. And, of course, it sold out in like a day at the Commonwealth Club in San Francisco, California. And everybody's like, what in the hell is this guy suddenly obsessed with the Antichrist about? And I kept thinking when I heard this last couple of months, I said, well, don't they know? I just sat there and watched it go on, wait until somebody figured it out, and nobody figured it out, so I thought I'd go ahead and tell you. And this doesn't get into Palantir and what it's doing or whether it's bad or any of that stuff. It deals with why Peter Thiel is particularly obsessed with it. What he's talking about, the Antichrist, is how the Antichrist will come promising world peace and prosperity after a global collapse. Trump's trying to stop the global collapse. The Antichrist comes in, and it's after a collapse and a bunch of big wars, and then offers peace, and then brings in this incredible time. So Seeking God, or Peter Thiel in Silicon Valley, there's the New York Times. So Tim Dillon, who I love, did a really great rant on Joe Rogan, we'll play in a moment, talking about this is really weird. Like, he's into weaponized AI and drones and surveillance and domestic systems and government systems and the fusion of all of this, because that's really the holy grail with AI, is fusing all these different systems into one system, one ring to find them, one ring to bring them together, one ring to bind them. I'm kind of butchering the Lord of the Rings analogy that he names all his companies after. Can we pull up the one ring thing? The J.R.R. Tolkien one ring to find them, one ring to bring them together, in the darkness bind them. So, yeah. And then Peter Thiel's argument is, well, of course, if I'm obsessed with this, I want to build a system that's alternate to this. But that always goes back to the same arms race and what Elon Musk is saying. Well, there's all these bad AIs, so we need to have our own one that's really free and good and pro-human and has curiosity. Yeah, there it is. One ring to rule them all, one ring to find them, one ring to bring them all, and in the darkness bind them. I don't know why the screen went dark. Let me punch that up again. Maybe we should even just play the intro. We'll play it in a moment after we play Tim Dillon. So I think all of this is very healthy. All this is very good. I am simply sitting back and saying, Peter Thiel is creating a discussion and debate about the Antichrist. If someone is the Antichrist, they don't come to you and say, let's have a discussion about the Antichrist. They come and don't talk about that. They say they're the Christ, or they're going to be the Savior, the Deliverer. And that's what he's saying is, and that's what Elon goes to the world government summits and says, we don't want world government. We don't want one centralized system where there's not diversity. We need all sorts of other systems as firewalls or bulkheads in a ship, or the analogies in an apartment, you put firewalls in so one apartment gets on fire, it's contained, doesn't burn the whole thing down. And you could say, well, I don't believe them, they're evil and bad. Fine, the jury's out on that. I'm not saying that. For a real discussion here, I'm simply saying that Peter Thiel is introducing the idea of the Antichrist world government system in the name of the stagnancy of total control and the nanny state through the AI system that Revelation and Daniel and the other books predict to a T. So, and he's not even coming out and saying, ooh, I'm not the Antichrist, or I'm not a minion of the Antichrist. He's trying to introduce people to the Antichrist system idea and saying it's a bad thing, while he's right at the heart of systems that would be used and could be called proto Mark of the Beast systems. So in that is a larger riddle, and I don't know the exact answer. Maybe I should reach out and try to get Peter Thiel on the show. In fact, I'll do that, I think. Well, I've never even tried to do that. I should do that. And maybe he can explain this to us. But what I do understand is Thessalonians and what he's talking about there, and the Antichrist system that claims it's creating this big liberal kumbaya where you can't ever criticize another religion or group. You've got one big homogenized ecumenical system that the Vatican's pushing and the New Agers are pushing, and it's all merging in. And I actually read Thiel's statements in full interviews. He explains that, and that is true. But it's very paradoxical then. Alex Karp is saying his number one fear is Christian nationalists that want to kill him. No one ever even talked about you until you said stuff like that. And Karp helped censor with the EU the nationalist and has helped suppressing very legitimate, good, wholesome movements. So I see a lot of bad fruit out of Palantir, because Palantir's getting government contracts. That's what they want. And maybe that's what Palantir wants. I don't know. Peter Thiel should come on. Alex Karp. Hell, try to get Alex Karp on. I'll ask him real questions, not these idiotic ones. But I do know why Peter Thiel's obsessed with the Antichrist. And you can go read his writings from 20 years ago about it. You can read the news articles about it. And it's public. And I'll answer that question in a moment. But I can't judge whether somebody's good or bad. I can tell you this, though. At the secret occultic, occultic just means secret, hidden levels in government and systems, these people are all jockeying for control, all jockeying for power. They all think they're going to be number one. At the highest levels of evil, you don't have people bowing down and worshiping Satan. They think they are the ultimate creation, the ultimate being, and they're waiting for the AI suit for them to step into and have immortality, and then they're going to wipe out all of their competition, because there's no competition in godhood. There's no place for second place. And I'm not saying that's what Karp wants. I'm not saying it's what Thiel wants, because I've never seen them make the statements. But the Ray Kurzweils and the Larry Pages and the Sergey Brins and the Eric Schmidts, they are all, it's in my film Endgame, made in 2007, about we're getting rid of the absolute humans, the future isn't human, you've all known Harari recently, and we are just taking over the whole planet, and nothing will be biological, that's old and bad, it's all going to be silicon, and then we'll probably have a war between the two or three top AI god creatures that we've merged with, and there'll finally be one new creature that blasts off and conquers the universe. I mean, this is a standard worshiping AI gods. I don't believe in God yet. I'm going to become a god. So I read their writings. And out of Thiel and Musk, I see a major different angle to it. Now, is that like Google saying when they first were founded in 98? Don't be evil, because their plan was to be pure evil. They're like, we're not the evil one. We're not with the Antichrist here, folks. Everything. I mean, that's where it points. And I would ask Peter Thiel and Alex Karp those questions. I would ask Karp, hey, bro, no one in the right wing was ever talking about you, Christian nationalists. Why are you saying your main fear is we're going to kill you? And then you've got autonomous drones. You talk about nerve gassing people with fentanyl. Creepy, dude. Like, he's declaring he wants to be our enemy. I'm God. Put your dukes up. Coming for you. That's what on guard means. On guard in French. So he's like, on guard! Pulls out his lightsaber. I've been waiting for you, Obi-Wan. We're just like, huh? So you don't want to cut your son's penis off. Prepare to die. So here's really funny clip from Tim Dillon where he nails it from that perspective, but then I'm going to give you the deeper dive. Here it is.
That's what bothers people about this Palantir thing.
Yeah. Yeah, we were talking about that yesterday.
Yeah.
The Palantir thing is very odd.
Well, you know, Peter Thiel's giving a four-part lecture on the Antichrist. This is like me doing a four-part lecture on Long Island racism. Just to show everybody, you know, how much I know about it and how scary it is
and how we got to watch out for it. But it's totally not me or anyone I know.
It's so strange to have this, you build military AI, military drone, autonomous drone technology.
Mm-hmm.
To export to war zones all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
You build domestic surveillance technology to surveil our friends and neighbors. And then your other pet passion is the Antichrist. It's odd. Wouldn't you include tennis? Wouldn't you go, and I'm big into tennis. Something else. It's odd, and I like ice fishing. I build autonomous drone technology. I build domestic surveillance technology.
And I love lake trout.
And I love lake trout, and I love big mouth bass fishing.
Yeah.
But instead, he goes, and I've also developed quite a keen interest in Satan. And I'd love to...
So they go on to ask, why is he doing this? One ring to rule them all, one ring to find them, one ring to bring them all, and in the darkness bind them in the land of Mordor where the shadows lie. So I'm going to answer the question of why Peter Thiel suddenly developed an interest in this, which he didn't, in a moment, but here's the intro to Lord of the Rings.
The world is changed. I feel it in the water. I feel it in the earth. I smell it in the air. Much that once was is lost. For none now live who remember it. It began with the forging of the great rings. Three were given to the elves, immortal, wisest, and fairest of all beings. Seven to the dwarf lords, great miners and craftsmen of the mountain halls. And nine rings were gifted to the race of men who, above all else, desire power. For within these rings was bound the strength and will to govern each race. But they were all of them deceived, for another ring was made. In the land of Mordor, in the fires of Mount Doom, the Dark Lord Sauron forged in secret a master ring to control all others. And into this ring he poured his cruelty, his malice, and his will to dominate all life. One ring to rule them all. One by one, the free lands of Middle-earth fell to the power of the ring. But there were some who resisted. A last alliance of men and elves marched against the armies of Mordor, and on the slopes of Mount Doom, they fought for the freedom of Middle-earth. Victory was near. But the power of the ring could not be undone. In this moment, when all hope had faded, that Isildur, son of the king, took up his father's sword. Sauron, the enemy of the free peoples of Middle-earth, was defeated. The ring passed to Isildur, who had this one chance to destroy evil forever. But the hearts of men are easily corrupted. And the Ring of Power has a will of its own.
All right, let's stop here. So I just thought I'd put that as background. So Tim makes great points. The issue here is people are asking, when did Peter Thiel suddenly get interested in the Antichrist? Well, if you did a basic search on him and just read any of his bios, he was born in Germany, lived around the world. His parents were super hardcore Christian evangelists and were obsessed with eschatology and the Antichrist and the end times. So that's why he was raised basically as a theologian, and he talks about how he then studied that in college. And so that's a big part of the education he has. So that's why he is doing a four-part series on the Antichrist. And Tim said, why does he suddenly have interest in this when he's bringing in all these Mark of the Beast systems? Does that mean he's a real Christian? I can't judge that. Only God does. This isn't some defense of him. I just can't believe people are up there all asking the question, why is he suddenly interested in the Antichrist? Well, we should all be interested in the Antichrist and this system. And it's a good thing to admit the devil's real, and it's a good thing to have a discussion about it, and then look at what Palantir's doing, and what Alex Karp, the head of it, Thiel's one of the main owners, is saying his big enemy is Christian nationalists that are going to throw him off a building. So they need to explain that. I understand they're not all one person, but that's the answer to that question. But I am very pleased that people are realizing there's a fight between good versus evil. And we need to obviously expand on that and understand that more. But there is the rest of the story. All right, there have been some huge developments with Trump's plan to go into Chicago and a bunch of different federal court rulings. Before I hit that, Ashton Forbes on Zero Point Energy Fusion has been solved and covered up. MH370, the missing plane. Podcast with former JSOC operator Chad dropped today. This is going to be big because you've got the Trump admin admitting what Ashton Forbes has been saying for years is real. And I know from the theoretical physics, it is. Atomic weapons were theoretical physics in 1895. They were operating by 1944. So very informative discussion coming up next hour. And then open phones in the fourth hour. But I have not done a real plug today, and I need to do a real one now because this is a very exciting sale. We're getting a lot of traffic. A lot of folks are in there. I appreciate that because they're the best supplements. A lot of selection of Patriot Apparel. That's great. These deals are so good without me even plugging. I was told a lot of people are in the store right now, and I want to thank you for your support. You get a free $10 ultimate fundraiser sale. Get a free $10 credit with every order over $75 in this critical fundraiser sale for a limited time only. Stock up on premium supplements and patriotic apparel. It's an adventure to wear it. Empower your health and promote freedom and stand up against the censors everywhere in the third dimension, not just online. While saving big, limited time offer, shop now at theallshowstore.com. Unlock peak performance with our top supplements, Ultramethylene Blue. Fresh mint flavor, the very strongest. Make sure to sign up and get auto ship, cancel any time, and get 50% off and never run out and lock in that price. Incredible. Bovine colostrum, we private labeled the top brand in the U.S. We sell for lower than it sells in stores. 50% off when you sign up for subscription auto ship. You can always cancel any time, though we know you won't want to because it's works so great, so good for your whole body, that supercharges everything. It's just incredible. The first 2 weeks of any mammal's milk is just next level, and this is very special, concentrated, 2,000 milligrams per scoop. Shilajit Complex, Shilajit is a whole bunch of peptides that only exist in these rare earth extrusions out of volcanic eruptions and earthquakes in the Himalayas and a few other places. We've got the best private label of the top, cleanest, best one. Boost testosterone, health, your skin, your libido, your dreams, your life. It just, everybody should be on Shilajit, and we've got the best. You can lock that in 50% off, limited time as well. We got the Shilajit complex again. Just absolutely amazing. 50% off right now if you become a subscriber. Ultimate CMOS. Make sure you sign up, get 50% off, and never run out, because this stuff sells out sometimes, but if you're a subscriber, they hold it back. Then you get 50% off, not just when you first buy it, but in the future, but only when you sign up during these special deals that are only happen occasionally every few months. And again, you can sign up for a subscription, get it. If you want to cancel, do it, but most people don't. The vast majority reorder. We want to incentivize you because this stuff is so good. We want to incentivize people, too, that have never taken the products to get them at thealexjonesstore.com. I mean, these are incredible products. People ask why I've got so much energy, so much stamina, how I lost almost 70 pounds. Well, I've always taken some of the supplements here and there. I know they work, but I just always forget. I don't habituate. I now have, to make me remember to do it, a medical nurse. This stuff's not prescription, but she comes here every week, has it all, puts it in the containers for me, gets the powders ready, sets them out on my desk, like a whole week of it, and then I don't forget, and I've got it at home as well. And so even before I eat, I haven't even eaten yet today, also intermittent fast, I'm eating a little while, I come in, and it's all laid out, I remember, and I take it. It's so important to take this stuff because it really works. But out of any of the products that you will instantly feel, 99% of people plus, it's our Methylene Blue. Methylene Blue is incredible. We have the best. You can lock it at 50% off right now, but this deal is only going, I think they told me, till Sunday, so about 6-7 days. Take advantage of this mega sale. Also, there's a great little piece of art, War Bond, with my ugly face on it. You pay $100 for it. Nice little memento you supported. When it gets mailed to you, it has a promo code. One-time use, $110 in the store. Buy your war bonds for the InfoWar now at thealexjonesstore.com. I want to thank you for being the reason. We'll always be on the air, as Chase Geyser loves to say. We'll be right back. Thanks for your support. Now take action now. Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our Ultramethylene Blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your Ultramethylene Blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexjonesstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
big. My friend Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. So it's a conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah, yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy shit, he was right about every step of the way.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
The
The United Kingdom is teetering on the edge of an identity crisis that will unleash a domino effect across Western civilization.
The European Union provides funding to member countries for accepting immigrants. Ireland receives this money, which then flows to developers, hotels, and the wealthy elite. These elites funnel some of that same money back to the government through donations and gifts, creating a cycle of wealth and influence. Meanwhile, immigrants are used to secure votes for the government, reinforcing their power. As more money is printed to keep the system going, the wealthy become richer, while ordinary citizens like you and I suffer as the value of the euro drops, widening the wealth divide.
A 2021 census lays out the stark reality, exponentially ballooning across the UK. 3,870,000 Muslims now make up 6.5% of England and Wales population, a 44% surge since 2011, adding 1.16 million people and driving a third of the nation's population growth. While in London, a whopping 15% Muslim.
As the Quran says, God does not burden any soul with more than it can bear.
And Birmingham, 30%. This isn't a politically correct trend. It's a tidal wave spiraling into an inevitable civil war. And it's hitting every corner of the West with the same diabolical playbook.
Just had a lovely lady screaming and shouting out of a window at us racist scum. So obviously in England in 2025, it makes you a racist to put your flag up in your own country.
As Western birth rates plummeted, British women now average 1.44 children, well below the 2.1 needed to sustain a population. Then, by design, the elites flipped the script, crying about declining birth rates and aging workforces, opening the floodgates to uncontrolled migration. And now entire nations, cultures, and identities are on the chopping block.
America will be a Muslim country. Russia will be a Muslim country. Islam will enter every house. We have to be a part of that change.
Now enter Shabana Mahmood, Britain's new Home Secretary, appointed September 5th, 2025, in a cabinet reshuffle after Angela Rayner's tax scandal resignation.
You know, the people that you see holding the English flag most of the time, yeah, down my neck of the woods, will be the EDL, and they are white, and they are male, and they're bad people, and they want to divide our communities from one another.
Mahmood, the first Muslim woman to hold this office of state, oversees immigration, policing, MI5, and national security. A Birmingham-born barrister of Pakistani descent, she's a Labour MP for a 70% non-white constituency and identifies with the socially conservative Blue Labour faction. Regardless of her towing of English narratives in the past, she is now a gatekeeper for the inevitable attempt to establish Sharia law in the UK.
Like a lot of practicing Muslims, my faith is the most important thing in my life. It is the absolute driver of everything that I do.
30,000 boats entered the UK in 2024 alone. Mahmood is tasked with stopping these boats, speeding up asylum deportations, and reforming a system where 27.8% of Muslim households live in social housing and 32.7% face overcrowding. The real numbers tell a story they don't want you to hear. Only 51.4% of Muslims aged 16 to 64 are employed, compared to 70.9% of all Brits. Muslim women, just 37%. Schools, 10% of kids are Muslim, despite Muslims being 6% of the population. In Birmingham, 43.5% of those under 18 are Muslim. In Manchester, 35%. Meanwhile, British kids are a minority in 25% of London schools. This is the demographic reality. It's not a conspiracy, which leads anyone with any brains to question the endgame. The UK is at a breaking point, and the world's watching. Will Mahmood stop the boats and restore trust, or will the New World Order's playbook continue unraveling the West? John Bowne reporting for InfoWars.
Hey Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder. Another world, another time, as life was green and good until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Is our guest, organizer of the MH370X, a volunteer group dedicated to solving the mystery of MH370 and the science behind the advanced technology deployed on the plane. He's a government contractor with a security clearance unrelated to an anomalous phenomenon. He is not bound by an NDA, and everything revealed is publicly available information. MH370X is the first ever community-led crowdsource investigation. Ashton sit with the voice of the community. His mission is true disclosure on our terms without letting anybody set the narrative. He's been saying this for many years, and who I have on the show is who's batting 1,000. Somebody's batting close to 1,000, they're on the show. They're batting 1,000, I want them on the show all the time. And now in the last few months, we control time and space, says Trump. We have super weapons. His science czar comes out and says the same thing. Michael Christios. So I want to play a few of these clips and then go to him. Then next hour, your phone calls and Trump admin launches Operation Midway Blitz in push to target illegal immigrants, fight violent crime in Chicago. The left is going into complete and total meltdown. Supreme Court upholds roving patrols of immigration arrests in Los Angeles. They're not just roving, they're targeting specific people. Supreme Court also allows Trump to fire Biden-appointed FTC commissioner. Of course, he already had that power. Lower court judges were engaged in their own tyranny while calling him a tyrant. That's coming up. Fourth hour today, ahead of the War Room with Rob Dew and other special guests, 3 to 6 p.m., right here on the InfoWars Network. But let's play these clips just so we have some background. Here is Trump teases secret U.S. weapons more powerful than anyone can imagine. And then we'll play clip 2. Trump, we have planes that are undetectable. And then clip 5, Michael Christios. Our technology permits us to manipulate time and space. Lieutenant General Stephen Kwas says fantastic technology exists that could transport humans anywhere on Earth within an hour. And then clip 7, play them back to back. We'll go to our guest.
And we're very powerful. This country is very powerful. It's far more powerful than people understand. We have weaponry that nobody has any idea what it is, and it is the most powerful weapons in the world that we have. More powerful than anybody, even not even close. So nobody's going to do that. But I think that if that's what you're referring to, maybe it's not. But just, you know, we have the best military equipment in the world. You see that with this fight. We have planes that are undetectable, flying around like, you know, nobody's able to see them stealth. You guys want to be stealthy tonight. You know, you can be stealth, you'll never lose, right? But these are incredible planes and weapons. We have the best weapons in the world.
We seem to have lost focus and vision, to have lowered our sights and let systems and structures and bureaucracies muddle us along. But we are capable of so much more. Our technologies permit us to manipulate time and space. They leave distance annihilated, cause things to grow and improve productivity.
Energy, the seed corn of all development, all growth, all survival, energy. So energy, transportation, information, and manufacturing, these are the things that change humanity, that will change world power, and they are descending upon us in ways that are very unique. The technology is on the engineering benches today, but most Americans and most in Congress have not had time to really look deeply at what's going on here. But I've had the benefit of 33 years of studying and becoming friends with these engineers and these scientists. This technology can be built today with technology that is not developmental to deliver any human being from any place on planet Earth to any other place in less than an hour. To deliver Wi-Fi from space where you never need a cell tower to connect. To deliver energy from space where you never have to plug your phone in and it trickle charges and you can use that energy over time. It can be applied to cars, to houses.
We must put America first. This is a nation that invented the light bulb, the telegraph, the television, the telephone, the computer chip, the smartphone, the GPS, the integrated circuit, and even the internet. Basically, we invented everything. What is left? We invented everything. And now it's AI. We invented everything. Wait, does anyone have anything else to say?
Okay, so Max Planck, not Albert Einstein, though Einstein did expand on it and make a lot of incredible discoveries. I'm not taking it away from him. And Einstein, by the way, talked about this twice. Said, I don't know what war World War III will be fought with. I don't know what weapon World War III will be fought with because he knew how advanced stuff was. But he said, I know World War IV will be fought with sticks and stones. So Max Planck in the early 1890s created theoretical physics equations for using uranium and plutonium to create atomic bombs. So, the Germans invented the theoretics for atomic and hydrogen bombs, not taking away from the fact it was Jewish physicists that actually built it. Well, we see the attacks on Jews. Like another evil thing they did was create atomic and hydrogen bombs. Well, I guess they did, but the Germans came up with the idea. It doesn't matter. It's humans. It's us. Okay? I just call it like I see it. But if equations from 1892 by 1944 created atomic bombs, and a few years later, hydrogen bombs, imagine what the equations are now. Well, I'm not a quantum mechanics person, but I can read the papers. They've had all this zero-point energy stuff for 60, 70 years on the drawing board. They've invented it all. You know, China launches giant artificial suns into the sky. People don't even know what they're looking at. But why now do we see this rollout? So Ashton Forbes, I'm trying to give him the floor here. Just a long 10-minute intro I just did because he's so smart. And I've been watching this stuff for years and years. He told me how many years. I mean, it's got to be five, six. I mean, when did MH370 disappear with the scientists trying to defect to China, and then the U.S. is like, wow, look at this. This has all been authenticated. This happened. But regardless, because I've watched a lot of his stuff, he and his sources predicted we'd start seeing disclosure years ago. And we're seeing exactly what he said. So I thought he was credible then. We should have had him on earlier, but now he's ultra credible. Find him on Twitter at JustXAshton, JustXAshton on YouTube.com/@JustXAshton. Ashton Forbes, thank you so much. There's so many places to go. don't pause or, you know, I love to talk. I'd love for you to just run here for the time we've got. And thanks for being here.
Yeah, will do. Thanks, Alex, for having me on. Right off the bat, biggest revelation since we spoke in November of 2023 is that of the two videos, the MH370 videos, one of them was called satellite video, and we had been assuming that this was taken by satellites. Turns out it's actually something called Gorgon Stare Wide Area Motion Imagery. It's actually a software system that is recorded from drones flying up above. So, for example, I've got my my Malaysian Airlines plane right here. That right there is the Gorgon Stare video. A drone is flying above this plane, circling around, taking pictures, and then they have the software system produces Google Earth video playback. Now, this was 11 years ago that they had that capability, so it's probably a lot more advanced right now, but that's so important because that's the only proof that we need. We can literally just force the government to admit that that's Gorgon Stare Wide Area Motion Imagery.
And remember, not everybody's up on this like you are, so here I'm interrupting.
Sure.
So this is 11 years ago it happened. How long have you been exposing it? And you've been totally vindicated. And just slow down here. You just surmised it was satellite. We always thought that. But now they admit they've got these drones up at high levels constantly. Please continue.
Yeah. So I've been researching this since August of 2023. The plane disappeared in 2014. The videos reemerged in August of 2023, which is when I started to investigate them. And as you said, I've at this point found enough evidence that these videos 100% must be legitimate, even though it seems impossible when we see them. When we look at this, people think we must be looking at aliens. The reality is we're not looking at aliens in these videos. We're looking at United States government technology.
And explain, those are the classic Tic Tacs that everybody sees flying around.
They could be. I mean, they could certainly be confused with them. And what I want to say right off the bat is that we need to wake people up, and I'm really hoping that you and your audience can help with this. People like Elon Musk, Joe Rogan, Tucker Carlson, they need to wake up. Like, I think they know that that the government's hiding things, that they do conspiracies, but they don't realize that the same stuff that's happening in, like, medicine is also happening in physics. Is that they're actually hiding underlying physics from us, and just hiding it kind of in the open.
How do you feel vindicated? The president and his science czar saying everything you said.
It's crazy. Well, listening to that and then people trying to like downplay it. Trump keeps repeating it over and over. We have weapons that nobody understands. I mean, and if you look at those videos, you go, do you think they're going to tell somebody like Elon about that? No way in hell. He doesn't have a need to know about this kind of weaponry, this kind of technology. In fact, I'm not even sure the president needs to know, but I know that Trump has been made aware because of the way he's talking about it, and he's even talking about China potentially catching up in a few years, which should be alarming for people. But I think the reason why Obama did know about this was because he didn't talk about the missing plane until 11 days after it disappeared. And then he only talked about it one other time ever. And then he never spoke about the plane ever again. So either Obama was the one who signed off on that operation, or they told him afterwards because they needed to cover up what happened to it. The other thing I want to say is that I'm going to start naming names. Marco Rubio and Chuck Schumer know about this. They know about this situation. I've seen an email that has an internal email that has military intelligence people on it to them explaining that those orbs are ball lightning, also known as plasmoids, toroidal plasmas. And so these guys know about it. They've been briefed about
this. So Trump says we control time and space, as science art does, not Tic Tacs. How are they projecting it? Do we know?
Yeah, so the toroidal plasma is a shape, basically. It's a donut shape of plasma. It turns out plasma produces its own electromagnetic fields. So given this understanding, with a dense enough plasma, the electromagnetic fields can be self-stabilizing, self-containing. So you can almost imagine like these balls of plasma could really just be spun up, almost the same way where you flick on a lighter. And I think that's what's scary about it. I think that's part of the reason why they don't disclose it, is that unlike all the sophistication associated with producing a nuclear bomb, producing these balls of plasma that can do this might be relatively easy. Inside of that, it's probably like a hypersonic drone. What they did was they took the same spy plane concept where we used to use a plasma sheath in front of our spy planes to reduce the drag, and they turned the plasma sheath into a drone. They turned the turbine engine into a heat exchange. And now you basically just have a tube flying around, a magnetic tube flying around with plasma around it. It's something called magnetohydrodynamics. This is the concept of fluid plasma. But it's an air breathing system, which means that it essentially doesn't need onboard fuel. It can get what it needs from the air, from the environment. This concept of these air-breathing magnetohydrodynamics and these plasmas, it goes back several decades. It goes back to, I think, the fusion bomb. Edward Teller, the father of the fusion bomb. I found a paper from 1992 where he's talking about the name of the paper is called Space Propulsion by Fusion in a Magnetic Dipole. So essentially what they figured out, in my opinion, was in the 60s, we figured out the fusion bomb, and then we never saw the fusion bomb ever again in the 60s.
And explain the fusion bomb. We all hear about hydrogen bombs, atomic bombs. Some know about neutron bombs. What is a fusion bomb?
Yeah, so a thermonuclear weapon is a two-stage device. It is an A-bomb, a nuke, as we would imagine, a big mushroom cloud, that ignites a fusion, secondary payload. And you should actually talk to Dark Journalist. I think you've had him on your show many times. He's, I believe, 100% correct about, like, the history of this science. Is they were trying to produce a fusion bomb without the A-bomb component to it. So just the fusion aspect of it. And people should wonder, well, what does that mean? What does that look like? The idea behind it is that you're producing a detonation that doesn't have heat, doesn't have neutrons. Most of the reaction that produces heat and deadly radiation comes in the form of neutrons. And they were trying to minimize the neutrons, trying to produce a clean hydrogen bomb. I propose that a clean hydrogen bomb might literally just manipulate time and space. And so if they discovered that, like during Castle Bravo, when they were, or the Ripple projects, when the nukes, they probably just decided this is too dangerous. This is too powerful to be allowed to be known to be public. And I can imagine people in a smoky room decided that, okay, we have to hide everything about this. Because how is this even possible? Like with Castle Bravo, they were trying to detonate, they expected a 6 megaton bomb explosion, detonation, and they got 15, 2.5 times what they were expecting. And what they realized was there must be another source of energy. Where's all that energy coming from? They realized it's coming from the zero point energy. They realized resonance, trapped resonance can produce an explosion, a detonation significantly more powerful than anything prior. And so when they started tweaking these fusion bombs, they started producing them that were a million times more powerful than the original A-bombs. So when you think about what this means...
I mean, like, we're approaching, like, basically antimatter type stuff.
Yeah, and antimatter is a little bit different than negative energy.
No, I know it's different. I'm talking about the magnitude.
Oh, yes. In terms of the magnitude... Yeah, we're talking about magnitudes now where people say you need this huge amount of energy density in order to manipulate space-time. Well, we're starting to get up to that level. And there may be ways to reduce that amount of energy that's required.
So how long until there's a miscalculation and it, like, Atlantis blows up?
Well, let me take it in a different direction. The thing that you and other people need to get into their jargon, into their lingo, is aneutronic fusion. Aneutronic. So that means no neutrons. So this is a clean fusion reaction. When I started digging into these plasma orbs, there's only one configuration that produces a spherical plasma like that. It's called a field reversed configuration, FRC. There's only a couple companies, fusion companies, that are working on field reverse configurations. One of them is Tri-Alpha Energy, and the other one is Helion Fusion. Now, the trick about these field reverse configurations is they have axial jets coming out of them that can be used as propulsion. And so this is actually a challenge for a standing fusion reactor because you have these jets shooting out of it. But in a ball of plasma that's floating around in the sky, you can use that as propulsion. And that's what Edward Teller in his 1992 paper was talking about. That's what actually the founder of Helion Fusion. In the 90s, he was working on plasmoid fusion propulsion. That's what these guys were all working on. And so if people want to know which fusion companies are going to succeed, look at aneutronic fusion, field reverse configuration, and take a real good look at Helion Fusion. Their main investors, they got $2 billion in investments over the last few years. Sam Altman of OpenAI and Peter Thiel of Mithril Capital. Why are those people connected to, you know, they're connected to the CIA, all these governments. Why are they investing all this money in these companies? Because they know it works. And what you're looking at right here on the screen, that is a plasmoid. What happens is it spirals around and produces this plasma shape, and you can see these axial jets coming out of either side. That's what they're using for propulsion. So when we see these orbs flying around in the sky, we shouldn't be assuming that they're aliens, although maybe the aliens have this technology, I don't know. But we definitely have this technology, and it will just look like a ball of light floating around.
Well, that's the big question. From all your research and all your sources, did we get this from aliens, or are we getting it from mathematics and producing it?
Well, humans definitely have produced this. One of my good friends is now U.S. Navy engineer Salvatore Pais. He has five, they call them the UFO patents. But I've talked to him extensively, and he's sure, just like you said, that these equations go back to the 1900s and before. They go back to the time of Tesla. We've had plenty of time to understand how to manipulate space-time. In fact, it was Einstein that said we would find gravitational waves, and we did.
He did, and again, he wasn't even really religious, didn't believe in God until he saw it and said, oh my God, this is a sign. So, but again, back to this, and then when you continue, please. Mm-hmm. How big is it to have Trump and the science czar say we control time and space? I mean, they're getting us ready for something, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, truthfully, I'm a little bit worried about it because I look at this technology as the end of the world, potentially, if we don't, you know, get our act right.
I totally agree. This is godlike power.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, teleportation, free energy, that's what we're talking about here. Even Lockheed Martin built a compact fusion reactor. It went dark in 2018. If people want disclosure, I've got receipts for days. Go talk to Charles Chase, former Lockheed Martin senior fellow engineer at the Skunk Works. He built a compact fusion reactor for them based on field reverse configuration, exactly what you're seeing right here. Went dark in 2018. We've never heard anything about it since. Lockheed Martin gets 97% of their funding from the federal government. I think people are recently floating the idea that Lockheed Martin should be nationalized. I mean, they absolutely should be if they have this level of technology.
But it already is.
Too far advanced.
It already is.
Yeah, I mean, in essence, it kind of is. And so I think my opinion is that they figured out the magic in the 2000s. A physicist named Eric W. Davis has been testifying with, talking to Anna Polina Luna on these UFO hearings, which, by the way, are going to do nothing. But he wrote a paper called Teleportation Physics Study for the Air Force. And General Lanny, commander of the Air Force, of the Air Force Research Labs, held that paper up and said, this is an example of the work I want done in my laboratories. That was back in the 2000s.
Well, let's talk about that. I totally agree. Anna Paulina Luna means well. She's smart. She's doing a great job. That's courage. But there's no discussion about advanced secret technology. It's like, what are these things? We don't know. They'll have these fake whistleblowers in, and they'll, you know, you can see there's not a real discussion happening.
No, and you should ask them, what's the energy source? What's your little UFO that's flying around that can teleport, that can float? What's the energy source for that? It takes this huge amount of energy. It has to be fusion. It literally has to be fusion. And we're going to find out it's aneutronic fusion. And the reason why they can't talk about that is because it's national security. Same reason why they can't talk about the MH370 videos. That is a weapon. That is an energy source. And yes, it could be infinite energy for humanity, but it could also be instantaneous, you know, annihilation for our entire planet with just the push of a button. And so we need to be having the conversation about national security and where is the line between when you have technology that you've developed from the military that could change all of civilization in an instant, because they've been stealing our future from us for probably, like you said, 80 years or more. And now I think they're at the point where they've been lying for so long that even if they were to tell the truth now, they're afraid of the consequences of how much they've been lying about it. And as you see on the screen here, Lockheed Martin, they just announced they had a magical technology that's based on propulsion that if this ends up being their fusion reactor, I mean, then I'll definitely be vindicated because I'm the one who's been exposing Lockheed Martin and their fusion reactor.
Sure, well, I don't think you're going to be vindicated. They're getting ready for disclosure, and this is going to really shake the planet up. Let's talk about it with Ash and Forbes straight ahead. Folks, you want to share the live feed right now on Real Off Shows on X. Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexshowstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexshowstore.com. have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the IRC Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that. Our medical grade USP Ultra Methylene Blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your Ultra Methylene Blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexjonesstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom. Anybody who's halfway informed about health and vitality knows that turmeric is one of the top super nutrients in the world. But concentrated turmeric is what you want. Most turmeric pills are 4%. That's raw. This is the strongest, 95% curcuminoid with a bunch of other concentrated super nutrients like ginger and black pepperdine. And it's finally back in stock. Ultimate Turmeric Gummies at thealexjonesstore.com. Just go see what Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says about turmeric. And this stuff is the Godzilla of turmeric. And it funds the InfoWar. And while you're at thealexjonesstore.com, be sure to check out the widest selection anywhere of Patriot 1776 Part 2. Incredible clothing, ball caps, t-shirts, hoodies. It's all there, like this baby, the Second American Revolution, at thealexjonesstore.com. And you're funding the tip of the spear in the Second American Revolution when you support us. So I thank and salute you all. Now take action at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So you're born, and you first memories are sitting around the dinner table with your parents, them feeding you, and then you're watching TV, and you go to school, and you see airplanes flying around the sky, and cell phones and computers for young people. But I'm 51, so I've seen the rapid progression. Young people, it's just they live in Buck Rogersville, and you wake up, you're on this planet, there's the stars and the sun and all this amazing stuff around us. And then the president's saying we got secret technology that controls time and space, and we see the evidence all around us. What an amazing time to be alive. You got Peter Thiel heavily invested in all of this secret energy propulsion systems. I said I would interrupt. It's so fascinating. I did a bunch. Ashton Forbes will be with us a little bit in the next hour. He's got to come back again soon. He's been on once before. Totally vindicated in his predictions. I'm just going to sit back and listen to you. What else should we know about what's happening? Why do you think they're starting to disclose it? Does Russia and China have it? Where does it go next?
Yeah, I think that AI is kind of like forcing this to happen. And also in two parts. One, in that AI is probably going to start figuring this out pretty soon. I mean, once we stop training off of like Reddit and stupid things like that. But the other side of it, we need all this energy. So like Helium Fusion, for example, just signed a huge contract with Microsoft to produce, to make fusion reactors for the data centers starting in 2028. So I like to think that Microsoft does their diligence and knows about this. And I know Helium Fusion is legit. So, I mean, once that company goes IPO, guys, like, put your money there, because I feel like 10 years from now, that company is going to be a $1 trillion company, if not more. What we need to know from the science perspective, we just need to know that space is not empty. Like, we've just been brainwashed. We've been brainwashed into thinking space is an empty vacuum, but it's actually just a cauldron of energy that's in equilibrium. It seems like there's nothing there, because if I take one positive charge and one minus charge, they cancel each other out. They cancel each other out. But if I separate them, now I've got separated charges. This is the idea of the zero point energy. The zero point energy is basically in an equilibrium. But if we rip it out of equilibrium, this is the concept of a warp drive. This is the concept of a wormhole, is taking that to its extreme. Is that if we can actually manipulate the fabric of our reality, the zero point energy, think of it as being space time itself. And what this means is that something like the ether is actually real. There is really this extra medium that we don't perceive, but it's all around us all the time. You could say it's quantized or whatever. I'll leave that up to the physicists to determine how they want to explain it. But it means that what we see as quantum entanglement, that spooky action at a distance, that's the same as a wormhole. ER equals EPR. Einstein-Rosen, which is a wormhole, is equivalent to Einstein-Podolsky-Rosen, which is quantum entanglement. So you can imagine a black hole, when it's sucking things in, what's happening is it's spitting them out elsewhere, but maybe it's doing it like a sprinkler, as opposed to a coherent spitting it out, which would be more of like a wormhole, a passage through one point to another. That means that every point in space and time is actually connected. And the only reason why I don't instantly move from here to Mars is because that zero point energy is acting as a barrier. It's the barrier between me and this location and that location. If I were to remove the barrier, that zero point energy, that would remove all the inertia. That would remove the resistance to movement. And this is what enables these faster than light, or at least approaching speed of light, movement capabilities. So what teleportation really is macroscopic quantum tunneling. It's the same phenomenon as quantum tunneling on the electron scale, where an electron can pass through a barrier despite the fact that it does not have the energy to do so. So if we thin that barrier, it becomes easier to tunnel. If we do the same thing with space-time, thin the barrier of the zero-point energy, then now we can also produce a wormhole. We can change the topology of space-time. Now, if people want to know more about that side of it, highly recommend checking out the Culture Wars podcast. I was on with Tim Pool. I brought Dr. Yu from NASA with me. Extremely intelligent guy. He also understands this idea of the ether, and that everything, if you really boil it down, comes down to magnetism. The scientists that people do need to check out, because all this paper, all this science is out there publicly. People just ignore it because, like I said, we've been brainwashed into thinking, oh, it's pseudoscience, it's not real. But if you just go look at the Black Project engineers that work for the Air Force, Lockheed Martin, the government, they're all saying the same exact thing. So you check out U.S. Navy engineer Salvatore Pais, his 5 patents. He literally references Hal Pudoff. Hal Pudoff was CIA. He was into remote viewing. He's the world's leading expert on zero point energy. He's got dozens of papers with Lockheed Martin and other Black Project engineers explaining all these concepts. They go back to 1987. So the stuff has been out there forever. And then, like I said before, you've got people like Charles Chase, who's a career Lockheed Martin skunkworks guy, started in 1986, worked with Ben Rich on the Nighthawk, the F-117 Nighthawk. And everybody wonders, like, oh, have we been incorporating these anti-gravity things into the B-2 bomber? Yes, because it's all just electromagnetism. Ben Rich was the one that said all points in time are connected and that we have the ability to take ET home. So if you follow people like Charles Chase, who developed that compact fusion reactor, who's the leader of the revolutionary technologies division of the Lockheed Martin Skunk Works, you'll find all this stuff. We need to just wake people up.
So disclosures here, how does it happen?
Yeah, so that's the big point. What does disclosure look like ultimately? That, and that's what I ask people, was what even is disclosure? You know, I think the MH370 videos are disclosure. What you're looking at on the screen right here, this is the schematics of the air conditioning system in a Boeing 777. There are 6 air conditioning manifolds. You can see those exhaust ports where the AC goes up into the cabin area. In the MH370 color thermal FLIR video, you can actually see the thermal gradient of where each of those exhaust ports is on the plane. Can you imagine somebody faking that? There's no way that they could fake that. Disclosure isn't about somebody telling us that aliens are real. Disclosure is about us waking up. It's about us waking up and realizing, oh crap, we have not been getting told the truth in our physics books by our professors. We haven't been getting told the truth.
Oh, I totally agree. Politics is downstream from the grassroots.
Mm-hmm. And that's why I say, like, you were asking about, you know, what's the deal with aliens or what have you? Well, if you look at it from the lens of this technology being real, free energy, fusion, green energy, teleportation, wormholes, all of a sudden the way we look at aliens changes entirely. Aliens are now all of a sudden far more advanced than we were giving them credit for before. It's not going to be an ET situation where a little derpy alien comes around, derp, 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 derp. No. These aliens are going to be extremely advanced. In fact, many of them might be machine intelligence, essentially like an AI super intelligence. And they're going to have the capability of free energy, transmutation, and teleportation, invisibility, all of these things they'll be able to do.
Sure, so and when it deploys against this, it's going to show us something. One second, it makes a biological android, looks like whatever we think. It's unlimited.
Exactly. I mean, at that point, they could even produce biological beings. We could even theoretically be some type of biological and artificial intelligence for all.
Well, you know, from the deeper globalist research I've done, they believe we are like a museum exhibit for our own species of where we came from. They rebuilt where another planet we came from. That's what the actual globalists think. And this is like a reserve, as like a museum piece.
And it's scary because there's a lot of connections to like the ancient history, the like reset theories related to this. You can imagine that one reason why they might not want this technology to come out is that it might be doomsday. It might, you know, someone's going to detonate us and destroy our whole planet, reset us back to zero. In fact, maybe that's happened before. So, you know,
that would be the Atlantis legend.
Yep. Or like you said, this could be a museum. We could be like a zoo. This could be a prison planet. That's how I look at it. I look at it as like the only reason why you would hide this technology from the world is that we're essentially slaves. We're essentially cattle. From an alien perspective, this means that every kind of alien that you could ever imagine is probably real. You know,
so this is like a farm. It's a farm.
Yeah. Could be a farm. And that's the part where, you know, the more I learn about this, the less I know about the origins of it. For me, personally, I don't care. Aliens are not a big, they're not going to blow my mind or anything like that. I assume aliens are real and they're out there. For me, it's just a matter of like our civilization, us as humanity, we should be living amongst the stars. We should be doing all the things that Elon Musk wants us to do, which blows my mind that he doesn't realize that this is all real because this allows for everything that he wants to happen.
Well, I mean, I'm sure, I don't think he tells everybody what he knows.
Yeah, but the way he talked on Joe Rogan, I've seen enough Black Project engineers who are in the know and the way they always act coy about this stuff to know when someone's in the know. Elon's not in the know. I mean, maybe he's going to get told by Trump or what have you, but the way he kind of said about, oh, Lockheed Martin and Northrop Grumman don't have any breakthrough technologies. If they did, I would know about it because I talked to those people. And if they did, they would be competing with me on SpaceX.
No, but it's well known. They still say the SR-71 Blackbird's the fastest plane in the world in deployment in the 50s. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and another person that people should check in is this guy named Paul Sizz, who was, these guys are all professors, by the way. They're all academic professors and they get pulled into these black projects. He was one of the people that helped them figure out this air breathing magneto hydrodynamic, you know, plasma orbs. And there's this great presentation he did where he's going through all these, like trying to produce a single stage rocket that can go straight into outer space without any boost. At the end of it, he says, and people need to take this seriously. Because right now, there's one of these parked over in Russia, and he shows basically what looks like a UFO. He says it's a microwave, you know, something or other, but it just looks like a UFO. And he says, you know, if we don't take this seriously, then this is going to be, you know, parked over the White House pretty soon.
Well, that was my question earlier. Do we have any idea how advanced China and Russia are?
I'll tell you that Salvatore Pais, the U.S. Navy engineer, is extremely concerned and has been trying to get in touch with people in the administration and these, you know, the Congress to let them know that China has been referencing his papers. They've been doing the research. I've read some of those papers. They absolutely are working on these types of fusion and fusion propulsion technologies. But it's hard to know because, you know, we don't have the same information that like the intelligence apparatus has. But like with MH370, absolutely the reason why they took that action on that plane has to be because of the engineers on board. Has to be because of those microchip engineers.
And by the way, I know you talked about this at nauseam for people who don't know, most people know who you are, but why don't you recap that story?
Yeah, so the story of MH370 isn't one about a pilot that was a rogue pilot on a suicide mission. No, no, no. This was definitely espionage or counter-espionage. The story that's made the most sense has kind of come to the surface over the last 2 years is one where China was going after these 20 engineers that worked for Freescale Semiconductors, advanced microchip company that was tied to U.S. aerospace and defense. They were actually working on producing superconductive microchips. And they were going to China supposedly to upgrade the plants in Beijing. And what seemingly happened was that the United States intercepted it. They stopped this whole plan from going down. I can't explain the motivations of why they would do this as opposed to, you know, just shooting the plane down or black bagging these people.
I thought it was smart. It was a demonstration, I think, to China.
Yeah, and that's the thing too, is that it's probably multi-purpose, and they probably also had backup plans. Like, they set a fire on the plane to divert the plane, to kind of, you know, interrupt the whole plan, and then they break out the orbs. Now, you could imagine that the reason why they're breaking out these orbs to zap the plane is a demonstration, it's a warning. Because if you were China and you had planned this operation, and now the United States is, you know, destroying your operation in real time, and then they use this weapon on it that you know, like Trump says, nobody understands even how it works, you would be terrified. I mean, it's game over at that point. You just say, okay, whatever you want, you win. You know, we can't compete with this. Imagine if you're Putin or Z and you get on an airplane and any moment that plane might go vanish to another dimension. Or
yeah, that's just like, you know, Reagan with Star Wars, the Russians gave up because they couldn't compete with it. Even though a lot of it was a bluff, some of it was real. That is exactly what's happening here. But you said a key thing. Trump's like, we don't even know how it works. People that don't know, it's been like at least a decade. The main software engineers and chip designers admit now it's AI and systems making it. No one knows even how this stuff works at this point. Like,
it's really advanced, and it's not a situation where somebody just figures this out and now they understand it all. We're talking about decades of advancement of physics, going back to nuclear weapons.
Just raw research, just trillions and trillions and trillions.
Because that's how science works. And I think it's actually connected to SDI as well. You were talking about, you know, Reagan. Is that what if we won the Cold War because we figured out this technology, and then boom, Russia just loses instantly? Because like Sal was telling me yesterday on a podcast, you guys should check it out, the Hard Truth podcast, Salvatore Pais yesterday.
Yeah, talk about the new show you just dropped.
Yeah, so yeah, two shows just dropped, actually huge, if you guys want to check them out. If you want to know more about the science, check out my Hard Truth podcast with Salvatore Pais. That went live yesterday. It was live. And then the Resilient Show with Chad. He's a former JSOC operator. That was a great episode talking about kind of all of the espionage aspect and angle to MH370 and, you know, how it would have been approved. And, the thing that spooked me talking to him was that, you know, I said, you know, why am I being allowed to do this? And he's like, you are disclosure. If you're still alive and you're doing this, they're letting you do this, which kind of spooks me because I don't like feeling like I'm being used.
Well, you're pretty smart, but you want to explain that to you?
Sorry, what?
No, I mean, I've got a big perspective on this. You want to give me my position on why that is?
Yeah, please.
I figured out over 20 years ago, the globalist is a big college of professors and scientists and debates. They're having their own debates. And they see different movements and different leaders and different groups as like control panels. They don't control us, but they can build us up with promotion, bring us down. They want lots of different dialectic forces so that they can basically manipulate it and control it. And then they'll admit they're not like masters of this. So I'm not run by the globalist, but 100%, there are enough factions of it that I've not been killed and they blocked other groups doing it. So there's factions within factions, but they also like diversity within certain individual classes that they've type analysis that aren't on power trips or don't want to be megalomaniacs. The reason you're alive is because you're on a power trip and don't want to take over. So they look, these people actually care about humanity. They have this backdrop they claim they do. So we're like brakes on a car. So they're driving 200 miles an hour, but you and I are the brakes. You understand what I'm saying? For when their own people get out of control or they need to adjust things. We're basically steering. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's hard for me to figure out, like, who's on what side and who wants what to come out, because even people like Hal Puthoff, who's got a million NDAs, and he said he's going to go to his deathbed without declaring any of this, like, I think he's partially a gatekeeper. Like, he partially blocked Salvador.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Nobody, even the top of it, doesn't know. They're all pretending. Yeah. It's like Trump going, the scientists don't know how it works. I mean, they admit, like, the truth is nobody's in control, bro. That's the secret.
And some of them, these guys are getting so old now that they probably want some of this to come out, because they're realizing, oh crap, the suppression worked way better than we thought, and now it's never going to come out, you know, and they're like in their 90s now going, my grandchildren aren't going to get free energy unless this comes out.
Exactly. So a lot of the globalists are having second thoughts. I've had some of the top people tell me that personally, that they've had second thoughts.
Absolutely. And I call this whole thing woke disclosure. Because I've been watching these CIA agents talk about it, and the way they talk about it is like they're just better than us. Like, they just know better than us, and I can't stand that.
No, they had all the secrecy, all the unlimited raw research funding. They should stop playing God.
Yeah, they need to stop playing God. Stop pretending like they know what's good for us and know what's better for us. Oh, we're protecting you. We're going to wait for humanity to become enlightened, and then we're all going to be, you know, these, just pure good people that will never do it. That's never going to happen, right? Humans are what humans
Meanwhile,
are.
Meanwhile, the globalists are flooding speed and serotonin reuptake inhibitors and 5G and poison and teaching kids 2 + 2 = 7. No, they want to sabotage humanity because they see it as competition against them.
Yeah, and this is a great segue into, I heard you mention Epstein actually before. I just found out in this last few weeks that Epstein was doing gravity conferences with Lawrence Krauss, the PhD physicist, back in the 2000s. They were writing gushing articles
about let's stop right Epstein there. Exactly. I want you to have the floor. We'll do 30 minutes next hour if you can do it. Let's stop, reset. The sex stuff was like hors d'oeuvres at a party or it's a cheese plate. Terrible, horrible, evil. But I'm telling you, it was money laundering, it was control of scientists, it was human genetic engineering, cloning, secret physics, secret science, a kind of club for these people, and you're saying you've run into that in your own research. Start over and you got the floor.
Yeah, Lawrence Krauss with the Gravity Wave Conference, it turns out Epstein was connected to a lot of physicists. And if you look at it through this lens of, okay, the suppression of science, potentially related to nuclear weapons, gravity research. I mean, I think they figured out gravity or gravity modification with the fusion bomb. I mean, that's probably how they got it to work. And if you look at it from that perspective, then looking at those conferences is more of a situation of like picking the winner. Like, they're meeting together to figure out who's going to be the person that wins the Nobel Prize for publicly revealing gravitational waves. And sure enough, 2017, there we go. We're just handing our Nobel Prize for gravitational waves to somebody who probably doesn't even deserve it, because they had already figured out gravitational waves decades before that. So you look at these conferences with Epstein and this gatekeeping and sketchy stuff that's happening, and you look at it through this lens of, okay, this is them actually deciding like when we're going to be allowed to get some of these technologies. You also mentioned the PhDs and the gatekeepers. You're right. They are a lot of them PhDs. There's something called the JSON group, and they meet every summer after the PhDs are all done in school, and they meet with the CIA, and they determine where's the line for national security on what things can come out. And in one case, they actually did a tribunal against a guy that won a lifetime achievement award for gravitational waves, Robert M. L. Baker. They did Ron Pandolfi of the CIA put him up for tribunal because he was suspected of helping the Chinese figure out this gravitational wave stuff. In the end, they basically gave him a pass because the scientists that met decided, well, the effect is too small to really be significant, so we're not going to, you know, throw this guy in prison for helping the Chinese or whatever. And that's what's going on behind the scenes.
So the scientific elite are the deep state of the deep state.
I mean, I think that's a good representation of it. I mean, what does the deep state mean? Essentially, for me, it's the people that are in the know of this that are preventing us from getting it. And then the people like Peter Thiel and what have you who are profiting off of it. It really makes me wonder how many billionaires out there have been profiting off inside information about these emerging technologies, knowing that they're real, while the public has no idea whatsoever.
And that's a real class system there. But you hit something really key from what I've been told by high-level deep insiders. They said most of these billionaires are a holding company. So when you've got a whole group of scientists, private and public, you know, governmental, they come up with stuff. They get together and actually create secret contracts and stuff. Then they'll have a spokesperson and then they all get enriched and have power from it. And they even have their own hitmen, their own mafias, their own rules, their own courts, their own everything.
Well, that's what's scary, is that once you start finding these defense contractors, you realize some of them are private companies. So Sierra Nevada Corporation is the integrator of Gorgon Stare. The data from those videos probably went through their servers. Turns out, like, both the owners are billionaires, and if you look at all the people on the board of directors, all admirals, generals, things like that. This is how the corruption kind of works, is that we're picking winners. We've got these shady companies that have names that are the same as beer companies, so that when you look them up, you don't really find anything about them. No one knows what they're really doing, but it turns out they're, like, essentially sending the data to the Joint Tactical Intelligence Network, where the Joint Chiefs of Staff are watching illegal black operations go down. But on a side note, it may not even be illegal. This is one last thing I want to say about the UFO stuff. I don't think any of this is actually illegal. I mean, we would say it from a public perspective. It's certainly illegal. You're zapping a civilian airliner. You know, there's no, how do you justify that? But from their standpoint, I bet they've got it all legally bound up.
Yeah, because we're under a full-time war emergency. It's actually, that is it. How do you think Trump just blew up that boat? We're in an emergency.
Exactly. You look at situations like that, and I think I mentioned this, I don't remember, it was actually on that Resilience show. I said that if you start to justify things for national security, you can justify it just about any atrocity. You know, we can say that, oh, we couldn't let China get that. Oh, we couldn't let those drugs get onto, you know, America. And so that's where we need to have the conversation, is where is that line between what we're allowed to do? And we can't even begin to have that conversation without
understanding the statements. No, I agree, but maybe you're right, because of AI. The globalists said with the League of Nations they wanted a world government because technology was so powerful we blow ourselves up. Then World War II, they said we got to have a UN. But then the very same globalist interests are handing out the technology and weapons because they want to keep the arms race going. So it's very, very schizophrenic, very paradoxical. But that's their excuse for all of this. And so they, you know, they claim they're bringing in this great tyranny so we don't blow ourselves up. But at the same time, they're the ones, you know, deploying it all. But because of AI being distributed, they know they can't suppress us anymore. And so for whatever reason, it's been decided to at least limitedly start bringing it out. This is going to be spectacular.
Yeah. And I don't know how limited disclosure is going to work. If you hear a lot of these guys, they say that, like, this, the problem with it is once any part of this comes out, it all comes out. So the reason why they've been, like, covering up, like, the EM drive, the impossible drive, that definitely works. That's, like, the most basic form of manipulating the zero-point energy. That's the Star Trek impulse drive, as opposed to Star Trek warp drive or a wormhole. They have to cover up every aspect of it. Because it once
and notice
you
how they told us in the 60s in that TV show is all real.
Yeah, the Star Trek, Stargate as well, is honestly might be really, really accurate to real life. And this is where also they throw it into the media, they throw it in our TV shows, and then we just think it's science fiction, when it actually might just
be. Yeah, you file it in your brain as fiction.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the thing, is like, you see a lot of people in my replies go, this is fake, there's no, teleportation is not really actually physically real. No, it actually is. Like, Einstein's the one that showed that space is not an empty vacuum.
Yeah, no, Max Planck 130 years ago wrote it on the board, it was atomic bomb. We'll be right back in 2 minutes with our special guest, Ashton Forbes.
Well, I'm a tin foil hat wearing meat-eating son of a gun, loving sun, loving hot-blooded Texian, two-stepping, outlaw free, one looking for a little fun.
The official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit, 100% lifetime guarantee, high quality aluminum. Got the famous shot of me there with the aluminum hat. 50 square feet, 100% lifetime guarantee. Protect your mind from the globalist. I love the idea they had of an Alex Jones stress ball. People really love it. That's available. You know, fun little things, not just the widest selection of Patriot t-shirts and ball caps and hoodies and sweaters, but cool stuff like this. But now we have the official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit. So get your Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit now at thealexjonesstore.com. Our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and at Funzer Operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Our guest, vindicated Ashton Forbes, heading up the volunteer group, organizer of MH370X, on Twitter, just X Ash. We've got a short 5-minute segment. Some stations join us after that. He's only got another 5-6 minutes after that. He's got to go. I'm going to open the phones up on all the big topics today after that for the rest of the hour. Hit some other big news. But this is a short 4.5-5 minute segment left. I was saying, what's most important? You just said, well, the public can't really grasp this, even though it's all around us. Like, she showed this to somebody 100 years ago. How's this work? They think it was magic. No, it's real.
That's exactly it. That's exactly the problem we face today, is that this is just, it's so far beyond where we're publicly at right now that I think people can't really accept it to be real. And it's the same thing. So if you just showed a caveman an iPhone, you know, they would probably think that you're a witch or something like that. And I think that's what happens with people when they see those videos. They just assume that they must be real or fake. They assume that the science can't be real. But that's why I do what I do. I don't sell anything. I don't even have membership set up on any of my stuff for the last 2 years. It's solely to get this information out to the public. Because once you realize that it's a matter of us and it's a matter of this brainwashing, this spell that we've been under, you start to wonder, like, how do you fix that? The only way you can fix that, in my opinion, is by educating people, is by putting the information out there and letting them make their own decisions. So that's been my stance on how to kind of get this out. If other people have different ways or different approaches of doing it, I totally support them. And I just want to say I'm super grateful of my entire organization, MH370X. I'm so proud of watching now this evolution, especially on social media, where I see people posting videos of like bubble cymatics and all this other cool science that would otherwise be ignored. Because that's what it takes. You know, that we've created a movement in which people are now collectively waking up to this science, waking up to this physics. And that will be the thing that brings us to the next echelon. Like, where people have this fantasy that like the president is going to come out and say this, or wheel out a UFO or wheel out an alien body or whatever. It's never going to happen that way.
Well, that's why I get so mad at the Q people, because I talked to the president. I'm going to leave it at that. I'm going to be away for a few days here. I'll leave it at that and all the rest of it. And then the Q people just go, oh, look, and it's all this delusion, and everything's magic, and Trump's in full control, and it's all part of a plan. Then meanwhile, I'm talking to the heads of task force in the White House, and they're like, oh, we're under attack, we got infiltrators, you get that, you know, and they're like, everything's fine. Then you got the black-pilled people that say we're all totally screwed. No, it's all individuals, good versus evil, and every organization is full of good and evil, some better than others. And how frustrating is the Q thing for you?
I think that, you know, everybody has, the problem is that I say, like people like to, hit on 19, you know, in blackjack. It's like, okay, you get to a point where it's like, you figured it out. Okay. You don't need to take it to the next level. It's for some people, there's always another layer to the conspiracy. You know, there's always like, oh, maybe the government faked the videos, you know? Okay. I guess theoretically they could fake it, but you know, why would they do that? They're implicating themselves.
Let me give you an example. The bad guys already dislike me enough. People listen to me. So I've launched, people call me, like the Pentagon, other groups. People call me and ask me questions, and they do what I recommend. They're not patting me on the head. They don't make these phone calls. So when I have been so much involved and seen my handiwork all over stuff, I know how it works because I've been doing it. And I know everybody doesn't have all the answers. That's the whole point of it. So these people think there's like some unified master brain and Trump's playing trillion D chess. It ain't true, folks.
No, it's all individuals, right? And that's what people need to realize. It's a collective individuals. Almost like, I like to say that nobody's as dumb as all of us together. It's kind of like that. And that's what's happening. And that's another reason why I love this community, is that we're actually influencing people. You can see the narratives beginning to shift. I mean, the fact that you,
that's what I'm saying, is you see your power with whistleblowers in you, and you know you're in charge of it. You know it's grassroots. So you, and you see it affect policy. So you know there's not some perfect master thing up there. That's what the globalists want, though. They want AI that's so powerful they finally have a unified thing. Nobody's got that yet, folks. There, I mean, does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, definitely makes sense. And, yeah, it's not quite this giant, unified, big thing that's kind of, you know, potentially covering this all up. It's just a group of individuals that are all making individual-based choices. And I think if we look at that from that perspective, it'll make more sense.
Well, I mean, in closing, let's come back in 60 seconds and talk about... Yep. What factions have you figured out there are, and then how do we counter them? How are they going to counter-strike against disclosure? Back in 60. Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there, with triple action, taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone that is the precursor to glutathione, and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com for 50% off.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
And we're very powerful. This country is very powerful.
Let me tell you,
it's far more powerful than people understand. We have weaponry that nobody has any idea what it is, and it is the most powerful weapons in the world that we have. More powerful than anybody, even not even close. So nobody's going to do that. But I think that if that's what you're referring to, maybe it's not. But just,
we seem to have lost focus and vision, to have lowered our sights and let systems and structures and bureaucracies muddle us along. But we are capable of so much more. Our technologies permit us to manipulate time and space. They leave distance annihilated, cause things to grow and improve productivity.
All right, only got about 8 or 9 minutes left with our guest, Ashton Forbes. We should have one routinely. He was only on like 3 years ago. Totally vindicated. Everything you said coming out, the theoretical physics has been there for 80 years, and it's all around us. We see it. So it's really impossible to say how many factions there are, because it's all human will. The globalist technocrats want AI to surveil everything so they can try to use AI to control everything with an artificial omnipresence. But in general, obviously the disclosure is coming out because the grassroots has forced it. AI is here. It's having a blowback. So we've got a cult of mad scientists that are not even really in unison, but they want to advance the technology, but most of them don't want to destroy the planet in the process. Hence, they push world government as the answer to that. But you've got Elon Musk and others criticizing that, saying it's Antichrist, and that this so-called peace and safety thing from Thessalonians is so dangerous that Peter Thiel's talking about, but then meanwhile he's involved in every one of these super advanced technology developments, trying to fuse it all together, which would be pretty antichrist in my view. In closing, just with 6-7 minutes left, what are the factions at the higher level? Your main message is the powers of the people. You've seen the effect you've had. I've seen it myself. That's how I know it's not all powerful. I've seen what we've been able to do. Just closing comments. You got about 5-6 minutes.
Yeah, I think the first thing is, man, Peter Thiel and the 4-part Antichrist series, I got to be honest with you. I'm trying not to fall down that rabbit hole, but like, yeah, it does seem like that would be what you would do if you know about the culmination of all this technology kind of happening immediately right now. So I don't trust that guy, and I don't trust anybody connected to that guy, and I probably won't. What I will say is, if they disclose what they're hiding about MH370, which, by the way, I've got like 25 to 30 rejected FOIA requests related to evidence and stuff around MH370, everything related to MQ-9 Reapers, Gorgon Stare. I've FOIA'd the CIA, everybody's just rejections across the board for the most part. So if they do disclose just the files that we're hiding about that, because the United States knows about the plane, we're going to get full-on disclosure. I also just quickly want to thank Candace Owens, because she was one of the few major podcasters, in addition to yourself, that platformed me when, you know, I had people attacking me. Everybody was sure the videos were fake, that science can't be real, what have you. And she was the one who was saying, you know what, I actually believe the United States, that we have this advanced technology. It wasn't Tucker, it wasn't Joe Rogan, it was Candace Owens. So big shout out to her. And then with respect to like the factions, it's hard to know exactly, but what I can say is the Defense Intelligence Agency is the one that commissioned something called the DIRDS, the Defense Intelligence Reference Documents. I think they're the most important scientific papers ever. 38 scientific papers that were published on a secure Pentagon server, you know, not on public. They got released via FOIA in around 2017, 2018. And they are all, of all the physics that I've been talking about, they're all written by Black Project engineers. Hal Pudoff is the one that got them commissioned from the Defense Intelligence Agency. He basically went to all his Black Project buddies and said, tell us what the world's going to look like in 2050. And it's aneutronic fusion propulsion, it's magneto, air-breathing magnetohydrodynamics, it's wormholes, it's warp drives, it's extracting quantum energy. And his second in command, Eric W. Davis, wrote 6 of those papers. So it seems like whoever wrote those, connected those, they at least wanted some of this to come out. I mean, otherwise, why would you publish all
of them? Well, I mean, that's General Flynn headed that up. He's a real pro-human patriot, knows a lot more.
You know, he follows me, right?
I know that Flynn.
He's been following me since, like, the beginning, which should give people some pause. It's like, you know, why is General Flynn following this guy who's talking about all these crazy physics concepts? Because General Flynn knows about it, but, you know, he's a smart guy. He's got NDAs. He can't ever talk about it.
Yeah, they'd send a black op team. Like, he used to run the teams to do that. He's not saying anything. You know, I mean,
he's a smart guy.
Never told me any of it either, but we know, yeah. So much good. I'm not trying to say who's good in these agencies, but so much the good we've had to save this country has come out of the Defense Intelligence Agency. So, and that's the old military intelligence that came before the CIA. And they all knew what the CIA was doing, so they've kind of been in a war with them ever since.
That's actually exactly what my opinion is. I mean, I don't have hard evidence to show it, but I kind of side with the DIA just based on those papers. The CIA has got to be the one that ran that operation, that planned that operation. It's extremely extravagant. Like, they might have done something similar to the Hamas pagers, where they set those batteries on the plane to ignite at the exact right moment, knowing that they would not take the plane down because they made the payload small enough to not burn the plane up. So the CIA, in my opinion, has to be the ones that did that whole operation.
Well, the CIA is the big kahuna. It's the biggest agency. So let me ask you this, the 3 minutes we have left, 4 minutes we have left.
Sure.
What else is on your radar people should know about? And you say disclosure comes from grassroots. I agree, given the power of the people. We're forcing it, but Trump seems eager to get this out. Doesn't seem he is. Couldn't it, a big jump, come from him? I mean, do you have any idea on that?
Absolutely could. I mean, I can't predict what he's going to say or when he's going to say it. I didn't predict him to say the stuff about the weapons that nobody understands, or Michael Crazio saying we can manipulate time and space, which was clearly a prepared statement. So I think that they are dripping it out there. But keep in mind, like, this is serious.
Well, of course it's prepared. He'd be arrested if he wasn't authorized to do that.
Exactly. He has got to be careful about what he says. And I think that's part of the problem, is that everybody's got these NDAs, and they can literally go to prison if they say anything, or worse. In some cases, nuclear secrets can be met with a death penalty. So, you know, this is the reality of the situation, is that the people that are in the know, their hands are relatively tied. Maybe that's part of the reason why they're allowing me to do this, because my hands aren't tied.
Because you explain that, you reverse engineered this, which again is the power of the people, just like I reverse engineered it all. That's why I started getting visits from the FBI and other agencies saying, how do you know this? And they investigated me and said, oh, how do you know? I said, it's all right here. Explain that to people. That's a key point.
Well, that's what's funny. Early on, people thought I was a spy or something. And I imagine they probably looked into me to see, like, am I being talked to by China or Russia? Because, like, it's rare for somebody to hit the nail on the head so accurately like this.
Did you get visits? Because normally when you're not working, when you're not given secret info, but you figure it out, you get visits, yeah.
Well, I think that they would be afraid to even do that because it's kind of a catch-22. It's a situation where you can't say anything about this because if they said anything, if they showed up, then it would also give credit to, you know, the whole situation. I think their only move is to minimize it, to make sure that I don't get
when they show up, they don't do that. They go, you're really smart. You should come work for us.
And I'll be honest with you, Alex. If I had the opportunity, I would immediately go work on the magical technology. I would delete my entire social media presence and I would just vanish. Why? Because the same
reason. But now that's too obvious. But if you'd have said that up front, they would have come. That's how it works.
I know. Now it's too late, right? But when Bob Lazar told Joe Rogan asked him, would you do this all again? And would you reveal all these UFO Area 51? He says, no. He said, I have to work on magical technology. And what did he get for being a whistleblower? He got his life ruined, like literally ruined his whole life. That's what they do. They don't have to kill you anymore. They just discredit you.
No, believe me, I know. So let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. Why do you think you've got Lockheed? It's Lockheed, right? Says we have magical technology about to release. They're even using that term.
What about it?
Why do you think the Skunk's Work is now calling their new technology that you're about to see magical?
Oh, yeah. I think it's because it's exactly what I'm describing is that they're going to show that they've figured out how to confine plasma using plasma itself with a dense enough plasma that now creates its self-stabilizing structure. And that will be magical to anybody because essentially when you do that, you can decouple your object from space-time, which we would call anti-gravitational. So what you're going to see is, oh, if you got a floating plasma orb, that's the layman's terms, everybody's going to look at that and think it's magical. The same reason why people look at the MH370 videos, they go, oh, you think that aliens zapped the plane? Because we just don't have any
sure, well, how do they, I mean, I've got a good idea, but I'm not very good at stating it. How does the teleportation work?
Yeah, so teleportation, like I just said, is macroscopic quantum tunneling. So think of it in terms of the space between, it's the distance between you and me right now. Imagine it's filled with zero-point energy, right? That's
and they give the object enough power and then a direction to break through it.
Yeah, so essentially you create a shell, a bubble around your object, and that displaces it from space-time, a superconductive shell that can displace it entirely from space-time. Then the question is, where do you show up? You've displaced yourself from space-time, and now you're nowhere. So this is the reason why they call me Ashton 4 Orbs over here, which might have to get changed to Ashton 6 Orbs, because I think there's 3 orbs somewhere else. So I would call this a closed-loop teleportation protocol. You have a destination, and you have the orbs at your plane, and then at the same time, they're converging, and then now you've confused the universe. You've displaced the plane out of space-time. So your plane now just goes bloop, and then it's going to get attracted to where the other 3 orbs are, the opposite charge. It's simple, equal and opposite charges attract to one another. And that's what will cause the plane to reappear at your destination that you want to. Now, if you didn't have orbs at the other side, that plane might just go anywhere, or it might just get shredded out anywhere, kind of like what happened with the Philadelphia experiment where people were getting sucked into walls and things like that. So my view is that looking at the technology, this is something they've been working on and advancing for, you know, years, not like, oh, this is the first time we're going to try this out. No, they understand the nature of the universe and that space is not empty, and they figured out how to take quantum tunneling and scale it up to the macro scale. So if you want to know more about that, check out my interview with Salvatore Pais because we talk about it in depth yesterday.
Incredible. We really appreciate you, Ashton Forbes. Totally vindicated. What an exciting time to be alive. People can find you on Twitter at JustXAshton, on YouTube, /@JustXAshton. Thank you so much. Talk to you soon.
Thank you, Alex.
Well, that was an amazing interview. All right, I want to open the phones up on Troops of Chicago, official Operation Midway Blitz. I haven't played the clips of Trump being overwhelmingly cheered at the U.S. Open, but they had people up close booing. It's just an example of their deception. The image of capitalism in a Gallup poll, the lowest ever recorded in the U.S., talk about brainwashing, and some other key points I'm going to hit ahead of the War Room today with Rob Dew, 3 to 6 p.m. with a bunch of special guests. And big announcements on who's going to be hosting that show in the future. Rob loves hosting, but he's had a lot of work to do, so he's been saying, hey, get another host. We got it lined up. It's great. And so much more. But remember, we are listener supported, and I cannot fund this operation without you, and we're doing groundbreaking work. So we have a bunch of big specials running right now, one of the biggest ever, for only a few days. Spend $75 with all the discounts that are already there in the store, an additional 10% off automatically at checkout, a free $10. You can also buy a great little war bond. Looks like a $100 bill with my face on it. InfoWars war bond. For $100, it gets mailed to you with a promo code for $110. Regardless, you support the broadcast. That's there. But we have Methylene Blue for 50% off. Shilajit for 50% off. And Bovine Colostrum for 50% off. Even though it's selling out quickly at thealexjonesstore.com. The only catch is a great catch. You become a subscriber. You can cancel anytime. And it locks it in, not just for 50% off when you first order it, but in the future, they hold it back so it never sells out. So we have the best Methylene Blue. Here's Meg's a great triathlete and a broadcaster talking about it. We've also got some new amazing T-shirts in. I'll give the number out when we come back. Here's the promo.
Hey, y'all. So I wanted to pop on here before I headed out and tell you about a product that I have fallen in love with. And it's comical because my friends know that I usually think everything's a scam from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew. And Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team. And so I decided to buy this methylene blue. And I actually bought two, got one for free. Okay. Thank you, Alex. We love you. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am. And the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what. God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
We'll join our regularly scheduled program after these messages.
I saw this a few weeks ago. We got it done. That young girl that is the return of the British queen that fought the Romans, Boudica. Look at this. The West awakens. Look at this badass shirt, ladies and gentlemen. It's got a red InfoWars over the heart on the left, and then it's got her on the back. I designed this shirt. I think it's amazing. The West awakens 2025. This is a badass shirt, and it literally funds people totally committed to freedom. Then we've got Virtue Signal, and it's the Cracker Barrel symbol right there that we updated there. So we got that. We've also got another, the West Awakens with the hatchet and the butcher knife, ladies and gentlemen. Get them now at theyellowshowstore.com. But what you really want is the Ultramethylene Blue, the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, all of it massively discounted, 25% off across the store, apparel, all of it. We've got buy one bottle already discounted, the Shilajit or the Atomic Defense Immune Boost, and get another bottle half off. The point is, we got war bonds. That's a nice little piece of art you get with my face on it. You get $110 for $100, and it's mailed to you as a promo code on it for the site. But everybody that becomes a VIP, $30 a month, just like being Amazon Prime, you get $40 to spend each month right when you pay that. You cancel any time, get a special deal, special offer, special sales. I need your support. Wars aren't cheap. So what do good salesmen do? They sell good products. You are insane if you don't get our Methylene Blue. You are crazy if you don't get our Ultimate Life Force Blood Detox. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com. Take action now and get these new limited edition shirts like the F Around Find Out.
Now, back to our program.
That's what bothers people about this palate.
You know, I could watch Melania Trump smash pies on Bill Gates' face all day. Of course, that didn't really happen. Though Bill Gates did once have a pie thrown in his face for real. Back at one of his antitrust hearings for Microsoft. Can't get any more evil than that guy. He's his fellow humans, his cockroaches he wants to exterminate. We would just loop the rest of the show with us. All right, folks. The toll-free number to join us on any of the topics we've raised. First-time callers, long-time callers, agree, disagree. All I ask is you have a clear phone line. and then just don't get on air and tell me what you want to talk about. Because we don't screen your calls. You can tell us where you're calling from, what you want to talk about if you want. I just don't want to do this. I want to talk about this. Is that all right? Yeah, that's why we're opening the phones up. I love you. We're not regular talk radio. We got to lie about what you want to talk about. You can talk about anything you want, including me being, you know, Papa Smurf if you want. Whatever. It doesn't matter. Toll-free number to join us, 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. Taking your phone calls. All right, so look, the Democrats said they would defund the police and have the Soros DAs that are in control of every major city, and most even middle-sized cities and towns. They had over 200 cities controlled by these people, over 800 towns, last number I saw. They are releasing the criminals. They got my reporter killed. They've arrested all those guys before. And then they say when Trump sends in the feds or the military, we're going to call him Hitler. It's a total setup. Trump admin launches Operation Midway Blitz for Chicago in push to target illegal immigrants, fight violent crime in Chicago. And already in D.C., 90% drop in violent crime, no murders for almost 3 weeks. I mean, it is amazing. Wow, the criminals are hiding. Also, Supreme Court upholds roving patrols for immigration arrests in Los Angeles. Those roving patrols are targeting jails and halfway houses and things they know have the violent offenders in them. They're illegals. They're doing targeted operations, unlike what the media says. Supreme Court allows Trump to fire Biden-appointed FTC commissioner. Allows him to? The Article III judges never had the power to block any of this. All they're doing is slowing things down, like the alligator Alcatraz judge saying it's illegal. That's being overturned. It was just put on stay. So it's all color of law. It's all a fraud. If Trump was setting up a police state, I'd be opposing it. And he has made things like, we'll ship citizens that do violent crime to El Salvador. Illegal, can't do it. He dropped it. We're going to ban trans people from owning guns. The DOJ floated. Illegal, can't do it. I mean, there's been some bad ideas that are very police state. But none of the real stuff they're doing is, I'll just call balls and strikes. The people of Baltimore are begging for troops. That's just a Band-Aid. They need to get rid of the Soros prosecutors, the DAs that are letting all this happen. This is an admitted plan. The Democrats admit it. They've done it in Europe to create lawlessness and a collapse of civilization. So all this and more, Japan's prime minister resigns, most likely replaced with hardline conservative. Japan has some of the most hardcore immigration controls in the world, if not the most. He was calling for millions of people from the Middle East, Africa, and Asia, and the Japanese went, bye-bye. Go away. It's their country, folks. You know, Japan has like a 0.1% crime rate. Whenever they have a tsunami or earthquake, crime goes to zero. Most cultures, crime goes up during disaster. It goes to basically zero. So say what you want about the Japanese, but they've got their act together. And I'm going to call them white supremacists for like, no, we don't want the UN to bring in millions of people that sit around on welfare. No, thank you. Too bad the Japanese only have 1.2 children, because in 100 years, there'll be 10% of the Japanese there are now, and after that, they're gone. I mean, if Africa was being extincted, I'd be upset. But no, it's Western Europe, Japan, anywhere that has had the most success, people decide, I don't want to do the work of having kids. I don't want to. It was advertised as cool not to do that. They made things so expensive it was hard, and people just start dying out. I don't want the Japanese to go extinct. I don't want the Germans to go extinct. I don't want people in the Congo to go extinct. I don't want Jews to go extinct. But we have to recognize that there are groups playing racial games and using the openness of the West against us and our own chivalry and Christianity to make us go good, brotherly love, when they're sending people brainwashed to hate us. And I'm talking about the Southern Poverty Law Center and the ADL, who are virulently tribal, virulently racist, and hate anybody they don't control. So this is all recognized that white supremacists disagree with their worldview. I have to recognize the ADL, who has way more power than all the white supremacist groups combined times 100, as the closest thing to Hitler walking this earth. If Hitler was reincarnated today, he would be the head of the ADL in a Hugo Boss uniform. Literally. But because you've been brainwashed, you don't see it. So I oppose Hitler, and I oppose the ADL. Never again.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, in your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
Unless you've been hiding under a rock, everyone knows that Shilajit is one of the most incredible super nutrients, and they don't even know how it's formed deep under the earth. It's just got incredible amino acids and natural peptides that nothing else has. And what does it do for you? Everything. Your skin, your clarity, your focus. I'm on this stuff. Your wife, your girlfriend will thank you. That's just a little side issue. Shilajit's awesome, but this is the best, purest, strongest Shilajit with a whole bunch of other badass stuff in it. We throw the kitchen sink at you because we want it to work, and it will. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. So get this great t-shirt design and hundreds of others, the biggest selection, at thealexjonesstore.com, funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. God almighty. Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there, with triple action, taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone. That is the precursor to glutathione, and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com for 50% off.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too, to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it, and he's skeptical. But I'll tell you what, I got four bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Coming to you live from the InfoWars.com studios in the recaptured state of Texas. It's Alex Jones.
Well, we sure recaptured this place from Michael Bloomberg and The Onion. They're trying again. All right, we got loaded phone lines with all these badass callers. I want to go to Brian, Andy, Mike, Ryan, Daniel, Leo, Willie, Derek, Bart, Lee, and Alex. That means I can only give each caller about 2 minutes maximum. They're all over the map. A lot of great topics. Farmers suing for bird flu deaths, egg prices, land grabs. Yeah, that was all staged by Biden. Brian in North Carolina, tell us what's happening.
Hey, thank you, Alex Jones, for taking my call. It's a real pleasure. I just wanted to say, first of all, happy birthday to Mother Mary, Queen of Heaven and Earth, and to all the Catholics out there, pray your rosary. My question is, I was wondering if the farmers could sue the lab that souped up some of these viruses, or just by doing a lawsuit, it would expose that maybe it was all fake. And then
it was all fake. That's a great idea.
Yeah. So that way the farmers that lost all their money, they have a real, you know, they have a real cause to sue for these labs that caused this. And by just doing the discovery in the courtroom, it would probably expose a lot of this whole operation and maybe stop some new ones.
I think that's the way to go. Anything else?
That's all, Alex. God bless you. Thank you so much for everything you do.
God bless you, Brian. Great points. Andy in Florida. Andy, go ahead. On troops in Chicago and Operation Midway Blitz, now officially launched.
Sorry, it's not on troops in Chicago, Alex. I had a dream, a premonition, so to speak. I'm not sure what security measures you take to get home every night, but I had this vivid dream that you were on the way home. I guess you had Brex in your car with you. And long story short, these people shot and killed you. I don't know what it means. I don't know if it's random, but I'd like, honestly, for you to talk about it.
Well, I appreciate that. So you didn't, because we don't even ask what you're calling about. You can say no topic and I'll go to you. You didn't tell John that you want to talk about troops in Chicago.
Yeah, I did. I just didn't want
to. I appreciate your call. I appreciate your call. Listen, I'd sit there and answer your question, but I don't like deception. I told you we don't screen your calls. If you want to say what your topic is, it gives me an idea, but I don't. You don't have to lie to get on the show. I said that before I took the calls. Only way you get kicked off is lying. It pisses me off. Like to say somebody never got 87% raises or that I basically kicked them off the air. That makes me mad. I don't like that. So sounds like a trolling call. Well, Rex never rides with me in my car. He rode up, my dad had surgery to Temple. I mean, I hung out with him last night at my mom's for dinner, his grandmother, but visions of me being killed. Sounds like a trolling call for some other person's show. He just said, I want to talk about you getting assassinated. I had you on, man, but I don't like lying, okay? Why do you feel like you need to do that to get on my show? Because you're saying I'm a liar. Well, you just got truth. You're off. God almighty, I'm getting pissed. Why? Why don't you just listen? You can say whatever you want on air. You can't do 50 cuss words. Our delay only lasts 10 seconds. But other than that, please stop. Mike in Georgia, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. So my military service in the last number of years, I've been retired for a while now. Was in kind of a testing. I was in military aviation, so I was involved in a lot of testing, some advanced technologies to see if it was usable at the particular time in the different theaters of operation that we were in. And it didn't really make much sense to me at the time, but after hearing some of your interviews with Dark Journalist and the young man that you just had on, Ashton, the pieces are starting to kind of come together, and some of the technology that he's talking about, a physicist, we had a testing operation evolution. And at the end of it, we have like a little dinner and, you know, thank you for helping out, this kind of thing. And one of the physicists there who was working, he didn't say who he's working for in the DOD, but I would assume it's a research department. He was explaining to me about the propulsion system that they're perfecting. And it was exactly what Dark Journalist describes, exactly what Ashton describes, and how they were were able to manipulate geomagnetic forces, and that's how they get these wormholes. The problem at the time that he was telling me was the pilots, the operators, they didn't have a way to protect them from these massive changes.
Sure, so now they use drones, and what's crazy is
exactly,
the president is now saying it's real, plus we see this stuff flying around at, you know, Mach 20 and making right-angle turns. Pretty incredible. Why do you think he was telling you this? He just, you know, thought it was in a setting where you couldn't document it? Or how many years ago was this, Mike? This is fascinating.
It was over 20 years ago. This particular testing evolution was for something that we didn't end up using just because of in theater. It was basically for Afghanistan and Iraq. We didn't end up using it. Just there was a number of reasons. But
I would imagine he was out of DARPA. So yeah, raw research in the theater of war. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, he may have been. He didn't say that, but I think why that he told me to tell you the truth. He and I kind of developed a friendly relationship, and you know. He was just a really personable guy. I mean, you've met these people before. Some of them are just very charming. And so
I had one of the supposed first guys to land on the moon on Buzz Aldrin. His assistant calls like 15 years ago and goes, Buzz likes your show. He wants to come on. Later, I went and met with him in California. And he just comes on and starts saying all this secret stuff. Oh, the aliens built the pyramids, and, you know, there's an obelisk that just like 2001 on the single moon of Mars, and we've got to get a base there, and, you know, all the rest of it. Exactly. These guys are very personal. I had the civilian head of HARP 20 years ago call up, want to come on the show. And it was literally, he just came on because he was a fan of the show. Bizarre. So go back to this. So at the end of the project, he tells you exactly what did he say.
Well, what he told me, he described the propulsion system. So at that time, they did not have the computing power to perfect it. So to make it operational was very difficult. Now, this is something different than what I was working on. So he was just describing a different project and how they had this exotic propulsion system that essentially what you're talking about, right angle turns, there's no acceleration impediment. In other words, there's nothing to stop the acceleration, so it doesn't have the resistance and the G forces that a standard aircraft would have. So that's why it can make those right angle turns. And what he described to me was they were using planetary geomagnetic forces. A computer would generate a magnetic force of the same polarity in the direction they wanted to go. So they could, you know how when you push two magnets together, if they're the same polarity, they push each other apart. They could read the magnetic force, they could generate the exact polarity, and the ship would turn.
That's why they need all the geospatial live drone satellite feeds is to guide it.
That's what's making sense to me with this golden dome they're talking about. This isn't just about protecting.
It's an air traffic control system for this propulsion system.
It acts absolutely is. So what I would, your listeners who are always, you guys are always a step ahead. So your listeners, I would say, pray for discernment. You're going to need it, because what's going to happen as they start to what they call disclosure, they're going to have to, your other guest earlier just kind of talked about it. They don't know how to disclose this. How are we going to get away from the lie we've been telling people since at least the end of World War II? How are we going to get away with this? All the black project money, where they're going to have to tell you that this is something that it's not.
Well, that's right, because it's been declassified. The Germans had anti-grav but couldn't control it. Exactly what you were just saying 20 years ago they couldn't do it. Now they can.
That's right. They perfected it. Now they have to come out with it. So you got to be careful with this alien thing. Your other guest kind of hit on it.
Oh, it's total blue beam. Well, that's what Lieutenant General Stephen L. Quassett said is, we can go anywhere than less than an hour in the world. That's this.
Yes, exactly right. And they'll say something. Your guest kind of hit on it. What this gentleman told me was any spacecraft of an alien species that could travel the distances required would either have to go through a wormhole, or the machine itself would have to be alive. It would have to be an organic machine, because you couldn't bring spare parts with you for 80, 100, 200 years and regular space travel. So you have to go through these wormholes and separate time space, or you have to have a living craft that can, that doesn't need to be repaired and this and that and the other thing, doesn't need fuel. So that's not it, because anybody with that kind of technology, you wouldn't even know they were here. They would just be here and we would be like ants to them. So he says, it's not an alien technology. This technology has always been here since the Earth has been formed. It's just now they're able to tap into it. That's the free energy. Tesla has.
No, that's the ether. And so what else did he tell you? Anything else?
Some of the stuff, specifics, I wouldn't want to go on the air, obviously, but just because it would identify me. You know,
well, it shows how crazy those mad scientists are, because I've had that happen to me, too.
Yeah.
They're telling you, like, super classified stuff.
It was actually pretty funny. Like I said, he's a nice guy. Like, and now, whether or not you want to go into the moral issue of it, I'm just talking about him as how he dealt with me personally. He was a gentleman. And
well, we know it's here now. The president talks about it. We can see it. Thank you, Mike. I spent, like, 8 minutes with that caller. That was a good caller. But it's just, like I said, I didn't mean to get mad at the caller earlier. Just don't lie while you're coming on air, for heaven's sakes. So annoying. Oh, I didn't actually call about that. Okay, well, why'd you say that? Ryan in Colorado, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Good afternoon. Long time, first time in a long time. I have two things really quick. One of the things I think we're missing with the Palantir AI side of things is, you know, it's all fascinating technologies that we're talking about, but the real war is on for our mind. There's a guy by the name of James Martinez that was on the Redacted podcast with Clayton Morris just recently, and he brings up some really fascinating perspectives, and the guy comes off as really credible. He was one of the original whistleblowers of the MKUltra original days. If you could have him on, that would be amazing.
Yeah, what's his name again?
His name is James Martinez. And he says that, you know, these companies like Palantir are operating, you know, in a world where laws are not written yet. But we sign over all of our rights through all these apps. Nobody ever reads the fine print. And, you know, that's the direction in which that they're taking us. And he has solutions for, you know, this world that we're going into.
Yeah, that's just like mRNA. They hadn't rolled it out yet. They just disregard all the laws because laws aren't written for it.
That's correct. And there's a big enough lag in the bureaucracy for them to catch up. There's, you know, this is uncharted waters, so it's incredibly dangerous. But he does a great job crystallizing all of it. And it's an hour podcast, but I'd love to see him come on your show, because I think you could really, you know, target him and ask him the questions that need to be asked.
I will tell my producers, guys, get James Martinez on. Does he have a website?
That I don't know. I just became familiar with him last night.
But he just came on what? He came on what?
On different podcasts.
He came on what?
Sorry?
He came on what, Joe?
He was on the Clayton Morris Redacted podcast.
All right, Clayton Morris.
But he's also been on several other podcasts recently.
All right, I'll get him on. Thank you so much. Daniel in Texas, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
What's going on, dude? Good to talk to you.
Welcome.
My topic was supplements and immigration. But first off, you came out with a product. It was a special right after the election. You did these packages where you had several new items. Well, you had energy gummies in there. Dude, they were the best on the market. They were badass.
I know they were great. I don't know why Bigley stopped having them, but I'm hoping they'll get them back.
All right. I've tried everything, trying to find anything that comes close to it. Nothing. There ain't nothing on the market like those. Nothing. I promise you, they would be as big.
Watch this. I'm going to call Bigley right now, because they're awesome, our main sponsor in Fayetteville, Arkansas. And I'm going to tell them. Hold on, because I've got a guy. I had people on the street ask about this. Hey, guys, whatever happened to the energy gummy 15 packs, little packages that were so inexpensive, and the sleep? I got a lot of requests. I'm getting callers about that. Thanks. All right. I'm on that, brother. Go ahead, Daniel. Go ahead.
All right. On the immigration, the messaging from these controlled opposition Republicans suck. If they would just, coming up election time, if they would just hammer down to the people that they brought these people in, put them on our Social Security, to power and pivot the system. But the average person, that's another thing I want to say. Why don't you have a Joe Plumber moment on your show? It would spread to all the rest of them. just a normal fucking dude. Just a normal guy, just a normal working
Joe. Well, Daniel, I think we're having the Joe Plumber moment right now.
Yeah, but there's so much you could do. You could sit, you know, you guys, you're not in a bubble. But the whole internet thing becomes a bubble just like the other does. Sometimes y'all need to reach outside somebody not famous, somebody don't give a shit about being famous, and ask them some questions and really put your thumb on the heartbeat. I mean, I guarantee you, if you sat down with me or 20 of my friends and just start firing off questions, you believe in moon landing, you believe in 9/11, just go down the list and hear what the people, the average person says.
I agree. If I ever finished our studios here and got more crew, we were going to have big panel focus groups, random off the street. I totally agree with you, Daniel. Thanks for the call. Willie in California on Epstein and Trump. Go ahead, Willie.
Alex, hey, thank you so much for taking my call. We're so glad to hear your dad's doing well, dude.
Thank you. Really, oh, it's such a godsend. Thank you for the prayers.
You're welcome. Hey, we can't stop pressuring the Trump administration for all of the Epstein files, I believe. It's a line in the sand not only for the victims, but really it's more about protection of the elite friends that they have in D.C.
I agree.
The foreign espionage, the weapons trafficking, and especially the money laundering, like you mentioned earlier. We're missing trillions of dollars, mostly through the Defense Department, curiously, all during those Epstein years. He undoubtedly held his clients hostage not only through child exploitation, but the money laundering as well. So we have to keep our hands on the political steering wheel and make this our line in the sand, because everything else is a distraction.
Yeah, I mean, the only Epstein files left are what the Democrats left in there. I think it should be covered. I'm excited about, you know, the human trafficking they're exposing, all the kids they're saving, but it's something we're covering. I try to cover everything. I appreciate your call. I'm moving quick now to everybody. Derek in California, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Alex, great to talk to you. Hey, we spoke a while back about the BSL-3s that we have here at Stanford, and we have a lot of verification on what the last guess that you had is spot on. I don't know if you got me there.
Yeah, you're on air. Go ahead.
Fantastic. I have a lot of information about that methylene blue. In fact, Papa Smurf, there, we're really grateful for you, because we got Gargamel over here who's trying to stop Papa Smurf. But Papa Smurf is creating all these little acolyte blue Smurfs running around, and I'll tell you what, that completion of the electron transport in that Krebs cycle is fantastic.
Well, tell folks why methylene blue, sounds like you know what you're talking about. Why is methylene blue so special?
Well, in the mitochondria, what it does is it stops the production of some superoxide dismutase, but despite the tech about it, I've got a mom who's got pretty bad dementia. She started taking it about 2 months ago, and she is not 100% cleared up, but she has a heck of a lot more cognitive features. And I'm 58, and you want to talk about in the gym and health, this is one of the ultimate complementary biohack. And it's something that I would have to say everyone's got to start taking.
I agree. I only bring people the best products, and this is the best product we ever put out. We have the best methylene blue right now, theolicshowshore.com. You want to talk about Ashton Forbes, though, and that amazing interview?
Yeah, Ashton Forbes, he's spot on with that tech. In fact, if anyone does have any extra money and you look for that very specific company to come online with an IPO, that'd be very smart to get in on that. Right now, I did a little bit of research over the last several months before he came on, and actually that particular technology is kind of a hot technology to invest in some other companies that are, quote, investing in that company. But it's something actually that we need to all be aware of and spread the word, because like the caller in three callers back, how are we going to be able to, cognitively come across and understand once this tech slowly starts to get revealed? And the two callers before myself, there was a thought that came to me about a bio spacecraft. And you've mentioned this before, but it's a well-known fact that your Earth's suit is a bio spacecraft. And what is inhabiting it, what's empowering that, that is some of the interesting tech, because we are on spacecraft Earth. And how do we get from point A to point B except through a bio suit such as the one we're inhabiting?
And the whole planet is a giant exploration device about to project us into the universe. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Bart in Georgia on Troops of Chicago. Illegals and rentals are killing housings here. What you told us. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. But first, I must get to methylene blue. This is an unorthodox treatment that I kind of guinea pig myself on. I had a nasty bleeding wart in my face that kept coming back. I treated it with a liquid form of the swab. And it's been about a week, and it's totally healed up, maybe 98%. Anyway, Troops in Chicago are there. One of their jobs is to give backup for safety reasons to ICE. We need to go door-to-door, if we have to, door-to-door, remove every single undocumented illegal alien. Supply and demand, the housing prices will crash if we can remove them from the rental properties. Over.
No, you're absolutely right, brother, and that's why they're there, because ICE is getting attacked. That's why Trump said he's sending them. They're not there to kill people. They're not there for war. They're not there for any of that. I appreciate your call, Bart. Great points. Thanks for the testimonial. Let's go to Lee in Virginia on Hidden Tech. Go ahead, Lee.
Hey, what's going on, Alex? How you doing, man?
Good, brother. Go ahead.
Hey, okay, so I want to touch on the topic of 3i Atlas. And I think, in my opinion, after doing some research on it, with what Harvey Logue said about it being an alien craft and all this, in my opinion, I don't think it's aliens. It could be the global cabal getting ready to stage a global attack to gain control over the world, simply because, especially the United States and other countries have directives like this. The NORTHCOM, they have a continuity of government directive stating that in the case of any type of emergency crisis, an invasion, biological attack, nuclear attack, pretty much control of the United States gets handed over to NORTHCOM and the
yeah, well, they've NORAD had people floating the idea this is a blue beam, fake alien invasion deal. There's all sorts of objects come through our solar system. I mean, I guess we're going to find out, aren't we?
Yeah, yeah. And seeing the crazy thing is that once that commander, the CENTCOM commander, takes over, they pretty much divide the United States up into different regions. Like, for example, FEMA, like I'm in FEMA Region 3.
Yeah, there's 10 FEMA regions, yeah.
So then they would have, for example, 10 appointed governors over these regions, and the commander of CENTCOM would be the, quote, leader or president, the unelected president. And so
sure. I don't know if they're going to use an alien invasion to do it, maybe a nuclear war, but we'll watch. Thank you, Lee. I want to get to all the callers today, so 60 seconds. Alex in Virginia, 60 seconds. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Alex? I was looking up the Gideon system that is Israeli-controlled, and so I decided to look up the root of the name Gideon. And it's a Hebrew verb, gada or gadha, meaning to cut down, hew, or to fell. So it signifies a hewer, a feller, or one who cuts down, as in a great warrior or opponents in battle. So I just noticed that the ADL also violates free speech. That's going to be involved with the AI that's going to be uploaded into Elon Musk's robot. So my thing is that this Golden Dome, with that AI, what do you think that that's going to entail?
I mean, total surveillance of space and the Earth. And it's a weapon system, obviously. And yeah, Gideon means basically the sickle of the Grim Reaper. Rob New takes over right now. The War Room. Tune in now.
How do I explain to people that my tongue is blue?
because I love this stuff, methylene blue. I'm able to work like 18-hour days sometimes. This stuff is like rocket fuel.
I didn't know you were going to plug this. You even ordered it yourself, I later learned. What has the effect of our medical-grade methylene blue been on you, Roger?
Incredible, both physical and mental energy and focus. I mean, it really is like rocket fuel. It all used to like Brain Force. Back when I did the show with Owen Schroyer, the original, the real War Room, I was a big aficionado of Brain Force and Brain Force Plus. This is even a greater product. I cannot recommend it highly enough.
Well, I've not had any since Friday. I only take it every couple of days. So I'm going to take my dose of methylene blue at my Topo Chico. It is amazing. And people ask me, what does it do? It cleans out your mitochondria. It skips the oxidization process in the cell. It's like iodine to the next level. It is such a game changer. Roger Stone, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. God bless you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Iron Plus with Vitamin C gummies are back in stock at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, we know it's that time of the year where everybody's getting sick. We've got the CDC and the WHO coming out and warning of the bird flu. We've got this virus that's breaking out in China right now, and we know that the government and the deep state are gearing up for the next pandemic. Even Hotez has come out and said that there's a litany of viruses that are going to be launched across the globe as soon as Donald Trump is president of the United States again. So fight back by fighting for your health and not giving in to the vaccine mandates, which they have in store for us. Please check out Ultimate Iron Plus with Vitamin C gummies right now at thealexjonesstore.com. It's rich in immune-boosting Vitamin C+. It's rich in immune-boosting Vitamin C, supports healthy iron levels, promotes cellular health, and supports blood oxygen levels while being GMO and gluten-free. So check out Ultimate Iron Plus with Vitamin C right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.